Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Well, look at you.
All right, honey, buddy, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Howard Jackson, and you're with the Brian Howard Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
I'm not insulting you, but I just kept thinking about how it's done.
Yeah.
And I was looking at, listening to your show, I don't know, the other day when I was just checking out what to expect, that I said to my husband, I'm going to be Mary Poppins to your Howard Stern.
I just kept hearing it. I'm ducking and everything, dying in the house. I got scared. I dropped my hot pocket.
Said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out. We ain't going to be in no fire. Not today.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is the 19th of August. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am your host today. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and we are global. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Today, you know, usually I'm an advocate for men. And there's a lot of women out there who are gold diggers, looking for the lottery ticket, the big payoff. We have three stories today of men behaving badly. R. Kelly. There's some interesting new developments there. Larry Elder. Larry Elder is a conservative Republican, black Republican, who is now running for governor of California. I think he's an asshole. Yeah, he said something about women. And then there's Trevor Bauer, who is a Dodger pitcher. And I think he's going to be arraigned today because he assaulted a woman. He claims it was rough sex, consensual. But as we get more and more detail, it may not be. Those are the three stories, the three men, the three stooges that we're going to talk about today. Hi, welcome to the show. If you'd like to come in, here's the number that you can come in and be on the air. I'll give it to you. And it goes like this. If you'd like to come on the show today, it's 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard. For the last, over 10 years, I've been doing this show at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hardly ever missed a day. Lately, it's hard to find me on the radio. Maybe I'll do a show twice a week. And it's not because I don't want to do this show. It's because I've been busy. In the past, I have an executive producer. Now I do the show on my own. I set the show up on my own. The topics are my own. I talk about what I want to talk about. Well, lately, I don't really tell anybody what's going on, but, you know, life is kind of funny. My background is in film production, entertainment. It's never radio. I don't know what I'm doing on the radio. I decided to go on the radio because I wanted to promote stuff that I'm doing. And by the way, if you ever want to get interviewed, I have a website called MVPOnTheMan.com. That's MVPOnTheMan.com. M as in Mary, V as in Victor, P as in Paul, OnTheMan.com. One word. You should check it out. Things have changed. And what I mean by things have changed is that we have a donation button to keep me on the air. See, Blog Talk is not free. If you'd like to think about it, if you're not familiar with it, I pay for airtime. And the reason I say that, because now we have a donation button on our website. Again, MVPOnTheMan.com. What I've been doing lately is that I've been in talks with Netflix and Hulu. And Netflix, we're beyond talks. We're actually doing some stuff. And the reason I said life is kind of weird is that I did it a long time ago. And the industry changed when I first did it. What I mean, in the production, and I did a film. I had access to go in, pitch the idea, and go and get on with it. Then they started to change it. You started to make it difficult. They wouldn't see anybody anymore. You would have to have an entertainment lawyer or something just to pitch your idea, which made it really difficult. And then the other difficult part is if you have a film, and it was really difficult to get somebody or contact for somebody to fund for the film. In the old days, you would have to find a sponsor or investors and stuff like that, which we did in the old days. Well, things changed. And so I guess what a lot of independent filmmakers do, they started doing it, is to make an expensive film. They would fundraise for it. And then they would put it in a film festival, which is a waste of time. I'll give you an idea. We first did the show. We had a major film director come on the air, and he had a couple of his films at a Sundance Film Festival. And he told me out of 10,000 films, 10,000, they picked two. That means Sony or Fox or whatever decide to take a chance on it. So that means 9,999 or 98 films that year did not make it. That's a year. Now, if you multiply that a year, how many films are submitted, blah, 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 you can see how hard it is. So I decided to say, you know what, maybe my game's over because it's a lot of work. But if you wait around a little bit, things come back around. And I'm telling you this why I'm not hardly ever on the air. Because the film, there was a story in L.A., I think it was a week, 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. And out of tragedy, there's some information that comes out of it. So it's a story about this movie, this last movie called The Purge. And I do like The Purge, but sometimes, get a little crazy. But it was The Purge that came out, the last Purge movie. It's like, okay, cool. So apparently what happened, there was a shooting in a theater. Apparently there was a couple in the front, and there was four other people in that theater. This guy was acting strange, acting weird. Even his friends decided to make an excuse to go to the bathroom and get the hell out of there. The guy pulls out a gun and shoots a couple in front of him, blows them away. He gets caught, later says he's been hearing voices, and they told him to kill. Tragedy. I hear the story. Tragedy. But what I thought was most tragic is that when they did the report, only six people were in that theater. Six tickets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six tickets were sold. Six. I never heard such a thing. Now, this was a studio film and nationwide and worldwide and blah, blah, blah. Six tickets. That caught my interest. Six tickets? I mean, a Girl Scout can sell six boxes of Girl Scout cookies in two minutes, depending on how cute they are. You know, the ones with the missing teeth, the freckles and everything, they smell at you, and you buy the Girl Scout cookies. So I started thinking. I wondered if I had any more gas in my tank as far as making films go. The patience, the money, the this, the creativity. When I did film, the cameras were different. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? So I concentrated on MVP, that was my company, and the entertainment company, Moving Artists Forward. But that got to me in my head. Six tickets? Only six tickets? I couldn't shake it. So I did some investigating, and then I realized, do you know how many streaming services there are now? I mean, I can only name a little bit. I know there are more. When you got Hulu, and you got Netflix, and you got Amazon, and you got Disney, and you got Hulu, and you got Stars, and you got Power. You can go on and on and on. And I said, damn, there's a lot of streaming services. And then I realized, because I have a couple of them. I watch Netflix and whatever. And then I started realizing the content that they were looking for, and the content was horrible. And I can take CBS for one. Well, one I could take is, which one? I guess Paramount Plus. I think that's CBS, so I'm not quite sure. So they came out with their own streaming services. Then they had CBS All Access. Now, if you have any of those services, especially Paramount Plus, which they made a deal and bought Paramount's old movies and everything, and that's what they are. These are old movies, and a lot of their original programming sucks. These are shows that never made it, but they have to have content on there. Normally, they would not have made it, a regular broadcasting thing. These are shows they turned down, they didn't make. Netflix has the same problem. I mean, I cannot tell you how many Bruce Willis movies I have seen that are shit. Just shit. The bottom line, with all these streaming services, guess what they're looking for? You got it. Content. They're begging for content. They're trying to do Hulu. They're trying to do original movies, original stories, because they want to do it. Who else got into the game? Amazon got in the game? Hulu got in the game? Yeah, you even got your Apple TV or whatever in the game, streaming movies. Hell, you even got your Xbox, but your PlayStation. They even got into the game. All these people got in the game, but there's one thing that they need. Content. Original content. Now, I go back to the story. Six tickets? Really? A major movie? Six tickets. By the way, I think this was a weekend. And with the pandemic, and with stars are getting upset that they're going to make movies, and we just had one here, she got upset because the movies promised her part of the profit, and they started to stream her shit. She sued them. They're not making any money. I guess what I'm saying is the titans of the movie businesses are falling. I don't think they can get up. I think the movie theaters nowadays are going to fall, just like the drive-in theater. They see it. We're talking industry sees it. They have this thing now called HBO Max. So some of their major movies that are in the theater now, they're playing on HBO Max. HBO Max is a streaming service, $9.99 a month. Another streaming service. Another streaming service that want content. I think you know where I'm going. So I've got my old, dusted off my old contacts. I got busy. And it is so easy now. They're looking, they're begging, they're wanting content. Each one of these streaming services want original work, original films. No more do you, the networks of Fox and Sony and United Art, whatever. No more of that special lawyer, I'll see you when I'll see you, I'll put your film into the vault and you'll never get, none of that crap. They're thirsty for content. I wanted to prove that idea. So I wrote a comedy, Shady Acres. It was a comedy about what happens to mobsters when they get old. And the content, this Shady Acres, is about a mob boss who happened to got old, losing it a little bit, and he moves in with his daughter. It's a regular person, married to a conservative guy, young people in their late 30s, and they decide to have him, the mobster, move in with the family. But his way of thinking is the old days. You know, trying broads, cigarettes, doing a racket, you know, mobster type. So they finally put him into an old folks home. And he still got a couple of friends who are still living in the area. I mean, before they put him in the old folks home, they had a tree house, and they used to meet up there and do their stuff. And it just, the story goes that when they get to the old folks home, Shady Acres, they run it like a mob operation. Hell, they have a couple of these girls with them that they knew back in the old days, like little flapper women. They call these broads are working with them. They take over the Jell-O thing. They take over the medication thing. It's just really funny kind of thing. It's meant to be a comedy. I said, well, you know, give it a shot. Man, Hulu just jumped all over that. Wanted more, wanted this, wanted that. I'm not going to tell you any more particulars, but very interested. I already had a film I did about 2 or 3 years ago, never really shopped it around, called The First Family. Loved it. It's about Navy SEALs. Two in particular, Native American Indians, were doing these operations. The reason they joined the Navy is because they were on a reservation. There was no future there. So they joined the Navy SEALs, and they started doing block up operations, really deadly. When it was time for them to reenlist, they were like brothers. They were just on the same tribe, but they were like brothers. When it's time for enlistment, to enlist, one decided not to do it. He goes back to the reservation. And this is where the corruption, the mob, as they're running drugs and trafficking through Indian reservations. It gets really deep. Rated R. There's some, of course, there's war. There's violence. Drug running. Sex. Good stuff. That's been my baby. First family. Reason called it the first family is because when there's business on the Indian reservation, the elders will get together and meet. And they would discuss what to do. And it's very interesting what they do. First family, first Americans. You'll get it. Netflix got very interested in it. I've been in talks. I won't tell you all this stuff, but there you go. This is the reason why I haven't really been on every day like I usually been on. Been busy. I got my own film crew again. Now we have Blog Talk. So I'm busy raising money for my two projects. A lot of money. And almost every money I get or every penny I get, some things don't change. You can't do anything without money. So I said, okay, now Blog Talk became one of those financial liabilities. Do I do the show anymore? Or the money that I use to go up on Blog Talk, do I use it towards what I'm doing now with the film? I do like Blog Talk. I do like being on the radio. But it does cost me money every month. This is not free. So in between the projects, raising money for the projects, getting back, and the answer is, do I still have something in the tank? I got a lot in the tank, I found out. So I've been busy, but I'm here right now. Then you know what's going on. But if you'd like to go to, if you'd like to see what I'm doing with Blog Talk or something like this, go to MVPOnDemand.com. That's the website. Donate. Keep me on the air. Keep my interest. Because I don't know. Maybe you guys don't care if I leave or stay. So there's a donation button that will tell me. Do you guys even care? Or are you just a Blog Talk radio surfer and who gives a fuck? So there you go. MVPOnDemand.com. That's M as in Mary, B as in Victor, P as in Paul, OnDemand.com. One word. If you're there, you'd like to donate, that'll be cool. That'll give me a sign that you still want me on the air. Now, if you'd like to come in the studio again, it's 319-527-6099. I just got back from a location. Oh, yeah. Your guy's been busy. You'll be surprised where I was. Very interesting where I was. Let's say where I was, some of you guys who've been on a show, or I do know personally. I was just a couple of miles from where you are while we're shooting. Yeah. Again, our main topics today is men behaving badly. We're going to talk about R. Kelly, Larry Elder, and Trevor Bauer. If you look at the time on our show, you can see it's shorter. It's not the 3 hours, so if you're waiting for an hour to call or this and this and this, not going to work. I think we're only on for an hour and a half today. Normally we're on 3 hours. Men behave badly. R. Kelly, Larry Elder, and Trevor Bauer. That's our conversation. I do like to talk about the pandemic about 5 minutes before we go into it, and there's nothing more to talk about. Bottom line, get vaccinated. And if you're wondering, you know, you get the idiots. In fact, you know, we haven't done this for a while, my opening. I think Stephen Colbert, let's open up with a joke with Stephen Colbert. I love Stephen Colbert. Get vaccinated, guys. Just get vaccinated. And the only thing I can say to you about that is the reason people are living longer is because we are vaccinated with the polio, the measles, the mumps. I had the whole thing. And if you say, well, I don't know the poison they put in my body. I don't know what it can do for me. Guess what? Anything, if you're on medication now, you're listening to my voice. If you're on medication, guess what? You don't know what that's going to do to you either. There's no guarantee that that heart medicine that you're on is going to make your heart pump for a while. Everything have adverse reaction and possible repercussions taking it. Any medication can give you a heart attack, give you diarrhea, liver damage, blah, blah, blah. Look at the medication you're on and then look up side effects or the possible dangers of it. Everything, even birth control, has some kind of repercussion or some kind of thing that you can get that is dangerous to your body. So when you talk about, oh, this is poison and I don't know what, I know if you don't take it, what's going to happen to you. Folks, they're not faking it with the ventilators and the beds and the doctors. The doctors are not in cahoots on this, telling how sick they are and people getting sick, people going to school, because we're in for another lockdown. Don't be stupid. Get vaccinated. And save your life, because if you don't, your alternative, it's going to get you. It's not going nowhere. And I bet some of you already had it. We already talked about that dumb priest or that dumb Catholic cardinal, that dumb fuck, cardinal dumb fuck, who was preaching these conspiracy theories that evil is evil and that it's a chip in their arm and Bill Gates can follow you and lizard people and everything. And then the motherfucker caught the coronavirus and then that little pussy started begging for people to pray for his stupid ass. I wasn't praying for his stupid ass. And that really bothers me because you're a fucking cardinal of the Catholic Church. You're supposed to be a messenger for God. And if you got COVID, I mean, don't you think Jesus Christ could have saved you from that pain and that misery? He ain't going to save you. So if Jesus is not helping you, fuck you. Don't be coming to us for prayers when you're the dumb fuck that's preaching about these conspiracy theories, and now you're in a hospital crying like a bitch. And that's a cardinal. Stephen Colbert could explain it a little further. We'll open it up with him. You're listening to, and I like comedy. You listen to me, Brian Hammer Jackson, Hammer 96.7 BT Radio, and here it is. Just to get you started. Well, Stephen Colbert, talk to me. And he better talk to me. I don't think Stephen Colbert is talking to me. Here we go.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Always. If you've been watching the show, you know that all week I've been talking about what's going on in Afghanistan. It is a comedy gold mine. In that trying to do jokes about it makes you feel like you're trapped deep underground without enough oxygen. But today, all the news from over there is wait and see. So I, too, am going to wait and see what else there is to talk about. You know, lighter news, like the Delta variant. Speaking of which, we're getting reinforcements to fight it because today the Biden administration announced booster shots will be offered to Americans beginning September 20th. Of course. Big vaccines here. Of course, not all Americans are in favor of even one vaccine. In San Diego, a bunch of these folks came out to protest vaccine mandates at a board of supervisors meeting. And before we roll this footage, buckle your brain.
We should not be spending our time here and our life force energy fighting people who lack critical thinking and common sense, yet want to push a vaccine on us. You know what's funny? Saturn is in the same place as it was during the American Revolution of 1776, and you are the Redcoats.
That is crazy. That is the most insane thing I have ever seen or heard. Saturn is not responsible for the American Revolution. Mars is. Think about it. Redcoats, red planet. If you don't get that, you're clearly a Libra. This guy's message changed some hearts and minds and loins.
To the men that have shown up, oh, that's been super hot. I've been waiting for you guys to get up here and just roar like a lion. That's awesome.
You get it, girl. You can catch her in the new reality dating show, The Anti-Vaxxlorette. Ryan, will you accept this pathogen? Another anti-vaxxer who spoke proved that she's not a threat to society. She's a triple threat to society.
I got a quick question for you guys. Do you hear the people sing? Singing the song of angry men. It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. Hey, that was off the cuff. I don't even plan to do that. I don't even sing.
Oh no. What happened? Did I break out in a Broadway show tune? Don't worry. That will never happen to when you're red jet, you're red jet. All the way from your first cigarette to your last IMJ. Cool boy. Crazy boy. Easy action.
More than a woman to me.
But the absolute belle of the crazy balls was a man named Matt Baker who opened his speech like this.
That's the wind of time. That's the wind of history.
Okay. Okay, Blob Marley. Pretty sure that's the wind of you tried to whistle and then realized you couldn't and pretended you were imitating the wind. You guys know the Andy Griffith theme song? That's the wind blowing through the bones of Floyd the Barber. Once the wind died down, Matt's speech got pretty intense.
Your children and your children's children will be subjugated. And when we ask, how many vaccines have you had? Have you been a good little Nazi? Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci!
I miss the whistling. Okay, little advice. I can see you're passionate. I can see this is important to you, but I just want to remind you of the phrase, you catch more flies with honey than you do with crystal meth. And the point is, they filter the country and all the nuts roll to California, right? Because one of these maniacs could become the next governor of California. As we speak, Golden Staters are deciding whether to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom, seen here yelling, "Bring me more pomade!" Newsom is relatively popular with a 57% approval rating, but that might not save him. You see, recall elections are notoriously low turnout, and the rules are really strange. If Newsom gets 50% or more of the votes, he stays in office. But if he gets 49%, the new governor will be whoever among his 46 challengers gets the most votes, even if no rival gets the majority. So, who could be the next governor of California? According to one poll, the front runner is 29-year-old YouTube influencer Kevin Paffrath. What up, Cali? What kind of policies do you want to see me enact? Hit me up in the comments. Like and subscribe. Bye. Paffrath is a Democrat, But last night there was a Republican debate which featured an interesting moment for former gubernatorial nominee and man who's somehow whiter than his shirt, John Cox. In the middle of the debate, Cox was interrupted.
I want to give a shout out first to my fellow.
John Cox, you've been served San Diego Superior Court.
He was served legal papers while he was debating. It's the most embarrassing delivery. It's the most embarrassing delivery in a debate since Abraham Lincoln ordered takeout. Abe, I got a pizza for Abe Lincoln and crazy bread for Mary. Really? Really? Mary Lincoln fans, I didn't know. I'm sorry. In other right-wing nut job news, the feds are still in hot pursuit of the insurrectionists of January 6th. And I'll tell you all about that in tonight's seditionist roundup roundup.
They've done incalculable damage to democracy.
First up in the correctional corral, Michigan resident and roid rage Unabomber Logan Barnhart. Barnhart was caught on video beating a Capitol policeman. But it's not the first time he's been on camera because he's also appeared shirtless on the cover of romance novels. Reminds me of when the Shah of Iran was overthrown by Fabio. Investigators were helped by Barnhart's huge presence online where he posts numerous videos of himself working out and modeling on the book covers of raunchy novels like Step Brother Unsealed, a bad boy military romance, Crash and Burn, a sin and tonic novel, and Lighter, named after what he's going to beg the judge to make his sentence. Next at the Insurrodeo, Capitol rioter Michael Aaron Carrico, seen here modeling for Chiquita Banana. Carrico was arrested and charged with several counts related to the riot thanks to video evidence of him in a crowd singing the words, "The land of the free and the home of the brave," from the Star Spangled Banner, then looking at a camera and saying, "Hey, Nancy, go f*** yourself." Okay, it's an interesting choice. People normally just yell, "Play ball." But trying to overthrow an elected government is just Carrico's day job because he's also working as an actor who even has a page on IMDb. For people trying to evade the law, IMDb stands for I Am Dumb. According to his page, Carrico's latest role is Brad in the upcoming film Christmas Down Under. Maybe he'll spend Christmas Down Under, or maybe he'll end up with the top bunk. Finally, on the seditionist roundup, we turn to Edward Florea, seen here in a social media post sponsored by Coca-Cola. Technically,
oh, take a second away. Really good one. I really like that.
Technically, Florea didn't actually go to the Capitol on January 6th. He encouraged the rioters on social media, but this year, everyone's been working remotely. Florea has been arrested and pled guilty for making threats online against Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock, but he wasn't even very good at being very bad. On the far-right site Parler, he posted, "Warnock is going to have a hard time casting votes for communist policies when he's swinging with the fish," which is a horrible threat and a horrible misquoting of The Godfather. "I'm going to make him an omelet he can't refuse." We got a great show for you tonight. My guest.
There you go. Hey. So I had to warm up. You know, these comics are, Stephen Colbert is the only one that kind of matched my humor. I love Stephen Colbert. Ever since we had this pandemic, these guys suck. Horrible. James Corbin, horrible. And the most horrible person is Seth Meyers on Late Night, who used to write for Saturday Night Live. Oh, my God. And we can go on and on. Jimmy Kimmel, I guess, is okay. And I think the only one, Jimmy Fallon, may be fine. But the rest of them, I realize, without their writers, they are horrible. We have our main show coming up and our main conversation with Men Behaving Badly with R. Kelly, Larry Elder, Trevor Bauer from the Dodgers, sexual assault, running a sex trafficking business, and calling women just plain stupid. We're going to hammer this out. We have our special guest in the studio. Hello, Miss Lisa. How are you? How are you, baby?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, sweetheart. You sound good. What's up with you, Miss Lisa?
Well, thank you. Nothing.
You're welcome.
It's moving weekend. So
uh-oh.
Helping my daughter move into her apartment. And
wow.
Just living life.
I hear you. You're moving to where again?
She's moving into an apartment. It's not close by her house. It's like 30, 40 minutes away from the house that she's trying to sell her house.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't been in it since the incident, so we've been in the hotel ever since.
Well, I'm glad to hear your voice. I got some interesting subjects we're going to talk about today. Today we have a short show, and I'm glad you're here because
uh-huh.
I need somebody beautiful, smart, common sense, not afraid to be politically correct, speaks her mind, because I do need somebody opposite of me today. And it's me and Lisa's show today. It's going to be me and Lisa. I'm only going to be on for a short period of time, so if you'd like to come in this, yeah, if you'd like to come into the studio, it's 319-527-6099. Don't forget to go to MVP On Demand. That's M as in Mary, V as in Victor, P as in Paul, ondemand.com, one word, and donate to keep me on the air. All right, Lisa, I was going to take a little break.
Yes. Okey-dokey.
But I'll get right to the story. I'm a big advocate for men.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women, you know, how would you like, let's just say, for instance, you're an alien. You're an alien from another planet. You come to Earth. And then before you come to Earth, you have to go through this process of what you're doing here with, like, immigration papers. And one of the rules of Earth is that whatever you say, can be held against you in a court of law. And social media, and it could ruin your life. Welcome to America, where free speech. Point taken. Bless you. Point taken. Here we go. I'll give you an idea. So this is analyst. His name is Jack Morris. So he's doing a play-by-play with the Dodgers. Yeah, I don't know what game it was. Detroit Tiger game. I'm sorry. He's a Detroit Tiger broadcaster. So he's doing a play-by-play, and, you know, would you do the play-by-play, meaning that they talk about the pitch and everything. You know, there you go. It's on the left side. Yeah. And they give you a little bio about the player. You know, he's coming up from the minor league, and he only hit 321. He's a pitch, you know, this stuff. Well, apparently it was a Japanese person up the bat, and he said something. Holy hell broke loose. Holy hell broke loose. And people are calling, and they suspended him. You be the judge. Here's what he said. Remember, the batter is Japanese. And this is how it went, and here's the story. Miss Lisa, tell me what you think. Here we go.
Announcer Jack Morris is on suspension indefinitely and will undergo unconscious bias training. At the same time, the Asian American...
Unconscious, you heard him right, unconscious bias training. What the fuck is that? Now we have this thing called... Do you know what unconscious bias training... Let me tell you what unconscious bias training is. They are punishing you now for your train of thought. Just you thinking it, you can lose your career. So they're going to have to take you. So he does something bad. So now he has to go to unconscious training. I didn't even know that was a thing. So I guess the school is to tell
isn't
you.
Isn't that something police should go through?
I don't know. It sounds like they should.
I'm saying, okay, another show, a different show. Okay, all right, go ahead.
But how dangerous it is that even if you think it now, and it slips out. Example, Lisa. Lisa's beautiful. So it's like Lisa meets me. Okay. And I'm thinking, damn, look at the body on this girl. I really like to bed her down. Now, I'm thinking this, but it comes out. You know, like, oh, damn, I thought that was my indoor voice. That's called unconscious bias thinking. And I could lose my career and my job over it. So now you have to go to school to learn not to think, to learn to say, okay, if you're thinking this, we're going to correct it. This is where we are. They even call it unconscious bias thinking. And then they got unconscious buying training. Is this insane? But here's the story. So even if you think it now and it slips out, you're in trouble. So now, as they suspended this bastard, he has to go to these training schools and take these training classes so he doesn't think shit like that anymore. Can you say programming? Can you say mind control? Can you say this is the stupidest thing on earth? Why are we doing? They even got a name for it. Unconscious bias thinking? There's a name for it? Listen to the story. I mean, just really, and I won't interrupt it again. Listen to this.
And will undergo unconscious bias training. Dr. Jack Morris is on suspension indefinitely and will undergo unconscious bias training. At the same time, the Asian American community is now responding to exactly what he said.
Now what do you do with Shohei Ohtani? Be very, very careful.
In a moment on Tuesday night that would leave countless Tigers fans extremely disappointed, Detroit Tigers pitching legend and TV announcer Jack Morris could be clearly heard mocking an Asian American accent when asked about Angels player Shohei Ohtani. Later in the broadcast, he apologized.
It's been brought to my attention, and I sincerely apologize if I offended anybody, especially anybody in the Asian community, for what I said about pitching and being careful to Shohei Ohtani.
Fans outside the next game with this response.
It's definitely culturally unacceptable.
Of course, you're going to talk to the brother. Out of millions of people in the, at the stadium, they're going to talk to the brother. Now, the intelligent brothers went. There's always that one guy, and you know it's that one guy. It's a guy who doesn't have the air conditioning. He has his head out the window like a dog, and we go, okay, he's the guy. You know, how about this bias interview when they pick out the dumb fucks? You know the guy when the house is burning down, and they're going to pick out a homeless person. He saw it. Man doesn't have any education. Maybe he's got past second grade. And they would go up to him out of all the people, and he happened to be black. You've seen it on TV. You come in there and go, sir, do you see what happened? Well, what? The house burned down. Well, you know, I know Willie. I know him when we bought. He was never no good. He used to play with mattress. He used to burn down everything. Never thought that he'll burn down that house. I knew something was up. He started smoking that pipe, and he burned shit down. I mean, you get that guy. So they get this guy. And he says, and these are human beings. Now, all the guy did, the Asian batter was up there, and the announcer go, be very, very careful. Okay. So all of a sudden, the Asians are up in arms because they said that, oh, they mocked us. Then you're going to talk to non-Asians saying, oh, it's culturally unacceptable. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? Because he said that, you got the pandemic, you got what's going on with the Capitol, you got what's going on, what's the latest thing that's going on all over the place? I mean, you got I can't even think. You got the war going on, and we're trying to get people out of Afghanistan. And you're really upset that some old announcer said, be very, very careful. The whole world explodes.
This is what's wrong with you, Earthlings. And this, I can't believe
it. We don't have nothing else better to do. That's what it is. I mean, you take just a freight and then go to war with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
They don't have nothing else better to do. That's all.
Nothing. But... And here it is, right? So now they're interviewing people. You're right, Lisa. And now they're interviewing people. Oh, that's unacceptable. What is unacceptable? Well, you can't mock an Asian person the way they talk. I'm going to tell you one time, you motherfuckers. I went to get donuts. And these people from Thailand run the place. Very nice people. Love them. Nice to me. I come in there. They give me extra donuts. I don't know why. Maybe they think I need to be fatter. Who cares? Nice people. I tried to order one time. I wanted a bear claw. Not thinking. I just wanted a bear claw. I said, I have a bear claw. And she said it four times. You want bear claw? Yeah, I want. This really happened. Yes, I want a bear claw. What kind of bear claw you want? I want a bear claw. Okay, we got bear claw. And she repeated this like four times. It's in my head now. I'm getting agitated. She goes, okay, how many do you want? I just want one. Okay, you want what again? Swear to God. And this is what I said to her. I want a bear claw. Oh, and she gave me my bear claw. But I actually said bear claw. She understood what that was. She did not understand what bear claw was. People around me going, oh, you know, I'm hearing gasp of, you know, this and, you know, this. Shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? They have problems with the R's. Shut up. It's just life. So this asshole, now this guy's a legend, man. He's not just an asshole. This guy played baseball all his life. He's a legend and everything. He makes this one comment saying an Asian batter was have to be very, very careful. How is that insulting? This is how sensitive. So now we go to dumb fucks who are not Asian, who's making their commentary, and here's what they say.
Being careful to Shohei Ohtani.
Fans outside the next game with this response.
It's definitely culturally unacceptable. I mean, we live in America. It's a melting pot.
It was just unnecessary. I mean, I love Jack Morris. My grandpa was a huge fan. My dad was a huge fan. He's a great guy. That was a really dumb mistake.
All of us have said stupid things before, okay, and maybe have not realized that it was harmful.
Dr. Deirdre Pitts with Oakland University teaches classes raising awareness about unconscious bias and cultural sensitivity.
There's that word again. She's a professor at a university that teaches unbiased unconscious thoughts. When did that become a thing? How many times do we think about something? We got a girl with a big tits, and we go, please don't say anything about the tits. I'm looking at the tits. Look at her eyes. Look at her eyes. Don't look at the tits. Damn, she got great tits. Don't look at her tits. Don't look at her tits. She's saying something. What did she say? I have no idea. Just not okay. Oh, my God, look at those tits. Don't say tits. And then she asks you a question. So how are you doing? Great tits. And then you're going to condemn me for that shit? Come on, man. And here we are. So now we got a class. I have to go to class for unbiased training, thought training. I go, hello, I'm Brian. Hello, Brian. You're going to be in this class for a while. I go, yes, I am, because you have weird, unbiased thoughts. Yes, I do. Well, we're going to train you not to think that way. We're going to train you not to say anything. I go, good luck, tits, sugar tits. See, that's what we're talking about, Brian. Now go sit in the back of the class, and you have a tutor, because I am not trained that way, and I refuse to be this social justice warrior watching everything I say. And, you know, this is the reason why the show is that good and so good when people tell me. It's because I'm old school. It's not that I'm that good or that talented. Well, you know, I am talented. I mean, don't lie. But it's not that I'm that good. It's that, you know, you millennials, you motherfuckers, you little pussies, you grow up about a participation trophy. Everybody should help each other. You hate individuality. It's not about it being an individual anymore. It's about helping everyone. If you think about being an individual, then you are a selfish, narcissistic bitch. So we knock you out. We knock people out if they want to be an individual. We want to have everybody. We go as one, like QAnon. Well, I'm not for that. I'm old school. Fuck you guys. If you fall behind, I'm going to run ahead of you, and I'll call for help because you're not slowing my ass down. And maybe millennials are not used to hearing that kind of thinking, and it's new to them. But that's how life was, man. So we go back to this. Here we go, back to the poor bastard. All he said was be very, very careful to an Asian batter in baseball. Here we go.
And says suspending Morris while he undergoes bias training can and will help. Based on what he'd said, she does not believe he should lose his job.
People need to have an opportunity to learn how to be introspective, to learn about different cultures, to learn what's offensive to others.
However,
I have no interest in learning what's offensive to others. I don't give a flying fuck. I don't care. I'm going to say, hey, look at that dude. What a big nose on that sucker. And if any motherfucker say, oh, Brian, don't say that to me, or the fuck you. You think any human being, and here's the concept, in the hypocrisy, in this brain, people are trying to, how do you call it, brainwash you, and this weird world that you think you live in, that you can say and walk through the world without offending someone. You can't. It's impossible. It's impossible. To this day, if you're on Facebook, you're going to offend somebody. You may not want to, or you may not think you're offending it, but you may be the nicest person in the world on Facebook. In fact, you may be a Facebook mayor, and you're running for it, and yours is so beautiful. If you're on Facebook, you're going to offend somebody because somebody's going to get offended on what you say or what you post. It's impossible not to offend people, because let me tell you the secret, because people are fucked up. I get great enjoyment of offending people. It makes me laugh. Fuck you guys. But if you really think that you're going to live in a world that you're going to not offend somebody during your lifetime, are you freaking kidding me? And then now we have this conscious bias training, so you can be trained and brainwashed how not to offend cultures. Do you know how many cultures we have in this world? I mean, y'all been offending us with Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben for a long-ass time. Long-ass time. Just looking at us, some of you guys offend me. You know what I mean? Just looking at me, you offend. Well, you racist mother sucker. Just looking at you, just look like a redneck. You cannot live in this world. You cannot make music. You cannot make comedy. You can't even exist in this world if you think that you're not going to offend someone. Someone. And then they're going to take you to this class that will teach you not to offend someone. Are you fucking out of your mind? So they're going to brainwash you. I don't know how that class is going to work. You know what? I fucking would like to join that class and offend every fucking person there. But to hear that, I mean, and this woman is a black woman is saying that shit. Nigga, please. Listen to what she's saying. Listen to what she's saying. Listen.
And will help. Based on what he'd said, she does not believe he should lose his job.
People need to have an opportunity to learn how to be introspective, to learn about different cultures, to learn what's offensive to others.
How hurtful is it to hear someone who's a public announcer mocking an Asian-American accent?
Being an Asian-American, naturally, when you hear that, it's kind of a sad.
Shut up, you. Here, and being an Asian, that's sad? Being sad is I go to your restaurant and you give me that MSG. I'm glowing like a motherfucker at night. My stomach's killing me. Shut up, you. You're worried about some announcer, and she happened to be Japanese. You're worried about some announcer saying, be very, very careful. Oh, that my world coming, that hurts me. It's so sad. Really? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Me so horny girl. Shut the fuck up. But so this announcer, this guy's an American hero. He's a legend in baseball. He's been doing commentary. He says to a Japanese batter on air, be very, very careful. And now everybody is hurt. It is offensive. It hurts me. Really? Really? How about does it hurt you that when I go to a Japanese restaurant, you try to give me a happy ending and you choke my dick? How about that? And I get chapped and everything. I have to lotion my dick up for about a week because you're gripping it too hard. And I did not even ask for a happy ending. And it wasn't a happy ending. It was murder. You tried to murder my dick. But no. Did I get offended? No, I didn't. Shut up. Here, so she's offended. Here we go.
Dr. Janila Lee is with the Asian Center of Southeast Michigan, an organization advocating for the well-being of Metro Detroit's Asian community. She also had this to say about comments made by Morris.
We have to give this person a second chance. I'd rather he change than just, you know.
Oh, so he makes a mistake, and you don't want to give him a second chance. Maybe the guy made a mistake, but you, as an Asian American, you're a superhero. You fly through the world, and you have samurai swords, and you can do, and you can cut rice and everything. And you're saying, since he made a mistake, you don't want him to go down to apologize. You want him to change his whole being. You want him to change who he is because he made a comment about be very, very careful. So you're saying we don't want to give him a second chance. He must change. You're that holy that she must... I'm looking at this bitch, and I know for a fact she probably works at a massage parlor, and she's been jacking off dicks for a living. But he has to change. Shut up. I can't believe I'm hearing this. This is a Japanese woman, because this guy said it. She actually said this.
Second chance. I'd rather he change than just, you know, fire him.
Somebody was brave enough to say...
Fire him. We should have never let you out of those Japanese camps. I knew it was a mistake. You're so happy in the camp. I mean, what was wrong with it? You can be in the camp. You can make your sushi. You run around and everything. You got to exercise. You make rice. What's wrong with that? But this guy makes this little commentary, and all of a sudden, you get your little Japanese panties in a wad. And you know what? An hour later, you get them in a wad again. Yes, that's a Japanese, or that's a Chinese joke. It doesn't matter. It still hits the Asian community. You are so stupid. Now let's listen to the sister. Yeah, let's listen to her.
Somebody was brave enough to say something because he was, you know, quick to make an apology. And we need to get to that point where we're brave enough to say something, where we're being
We're brave enough to say something? I mean, my God, you have to be very brave to say you're very, very, oh, my God, you have to be very brave to insult somebody nowadays. Why don't we just give you a fucking Medal of Honor? Why don't we give you a fucking Medal of Bravery that you are just saying shit, pointing shit out on other people? You know what we call them? Snitches. And you know what? They get stitches. And you got to be brave enough. What do you mean brave enough? If you don't say anything, what is that going to happen? Or if you do say something, what? Shit, bravery. Oh, you stupid. You know what? I'm tired of these people. This is what's wrong. This is what gets into your head. And we got to stop this bullshit. Because if these people had their way, and I said these people, shut the fuck up. If these people have their way, you're not going to ever say anything that's going to offend anybody. And if you do say something that's going to offend somebody, you're going to go to this training program that's going to mind fuck you. And to make you think differently and change your way. Forget about making a mistake. We're just going to change your whole DNA and change who you are. Mistakes don't happen. We're going to eliminate mistakes now. And that's what we did. If you really think about society, we eliminated mistakes. If you make a mistake, that's not a mistake. You're fired. If you make a mistake, you lose your home. If you make a mistake, you lose your career. We don't have mistakes. And this social media justice, your social warrior justice, we eliminated mistakes. You cannot have a mistake anymore. That word is out. If you do something, you're right away, your ass is grass. We eliminated mistakes. You can't make mistakes anymore. You must pay.
That's true.
Bless you. We're almost done. Here we go.
Actively involved in addressing individuals when they make a mistake.
In part of a statement released following these comments, the team has also said the Detroit Tigers take immense pride in honoring the diverse cultures that make up our players, coaching staff, front office, fan base, and community. We are deeply disappointed by the comments made by Jack Morris during the broadcast last night. The 66-year-old broadcaster also previously made headlines for prior comments to a female reporter back in his playing days when he made a sexual joke about being naked in the locker room.
Whoa. Let's bring up 1966 when he made a sexual joke about a female in the locker room, and he said something sexual. It was a sexual joke. Oh, my God. This guy, three strikes, and you're out. I mean, how could you? Now, you're a fucking female. Get the fuck out of the men's locker room. What the hell are you going in there? And you're in there talking about their ding-dongs. First of all, bitches, if you're going into a male's locker room, it's a male locker room. All of a sudden, you go into a male's locker room, and now all the males have to be politically correct. Their world has to change because you're there. They're baseball players. They can't tell jokes. They can't do this because it's in your presence, your godly presence, my God. And so you're going into a male locker room, and you get offended because a guy made a sexual joke. He goes, okay, his prior history is he made a sexual joke in 1966. What the fuck is happening to this fucking world, man? Are you fucking kidding me? And if you're that offended, bitches, get out of the male locker room. You cannot go into a male locker room and expect the whole world go to you and change their whole DNA because you are there and you're present. What are you doing in the male locker room anyway? Get out. And if it offends you, don't ever come back, bitch. All right, we're almost done. Here we go.
Read the full statements from the Detroit Tigers and Bally Sports. Just go to our website, WXYZ.com. From downtown, Simon Chiquette, 7 Action News.
There you go. That's the story. Here we go. We got Mr. King Webb in the studio, Miss Lisa in the studio. What's up, King? The King of Kings, Mr. Roll Heine. What's up, King?
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Miss Lisa's here.
How you doing this morning, man?
Oh, me or Miss Lisa? Hello?
Oh.
Hey, King.
Hey, what's going on, Miss? Hey, what's going on, Miss Lisa?
How's the kids doing with the school year?
Man, I was getting ready to call you, call Brian this morning when I got done dropping the kids off at school, cause I know he hasn't been on. I was getting ready to call him if he wasn't on today, to let him know, and then to see when the show's gonna be on, so I can let everybody know that I'm moved into my new place, and I love it. You know, it's real nice. You know, it's peaceful, and it's real nice, you know.
Good.
Yeah, it's real nice. So.
I'm glad to hear that. Having a move is dramatic.
Too, one of the parents at the school, mm-hmm. I come to find out one of the parents at the school is a relative of my kids, you know, on the mother's side. Someone hit her house, and so I seen her yesterday, and we were talking, and so mm-hmm. she asked if I could come over and help her move some things out of there, and she gonna pay me and stuff, you know what I mean? And so
mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty cool, you know what I mean, to already start, you know, being able to help some people in the community already, you know what I mean? So
that is damn good,
yep.
King. That is,
oh, yeah.
That is fucking great, man. Congratulations.
And the good thing too about the apartment where I'm at, it's owned by a black church, and so everybody over there is like really nice, man. It's real nice, real nice.
Oh, good. See, that's the environment
so,
that you like your kids to grow up in. That's pretty
good. Oh yeah. Yeah. But I missed everybody, though. I was like, man, what's going on with the show? And then I haven't really been on Facebook for a couple of days now. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to try to get back on sometime next week, maybe, you know. And so, because not everybody probably like, damn, where King at? So, yeah.
I was wondering. I haven't really been on either for a while.
My muscles mm-hmm. are so sore. Because I had to load
Damn.
The U-Haul truck up by myself. And then Tuesday, I have my daughter, because the 16th was my daughter Patricia's birthday. And so she didn't want to go to school Tuesday, so she stayed home. And she helped me move the stuff in the apartment on Tuesday and stuff. So,
oh.
But, yeah, my muscles have been sore. But they it's getting better now.
Good. Yeah, I miss hearing your voice. I miss hearing Miss Lisa's voice. I'm glad your move is good.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad you got a good area. Sometimes giving, you know, meeting different people, different environment changes a lot of perspective, and it sounds like it's all positive, King. It sounds like it's really positive. And,
oh, it is. It really is, you know. And, you know, I told – and then the good thing is, like, I spoke with the custodian up here yesterday, and he told me, he said, you know, I'm getting ready to go in and have surgery. He said, I'm going to need somebody to cover my position. And so I might start back working up here at the school, you know.
Really?
So, oh, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
So,
when
you know,
I
God, is, God has been really – God has been really showing out and blessing me right now, you know.
He sure has. He sure has.
Oh yeah.
When I was a long time ago, I was doing everything to make movies and everything. So I took a job. Yeah, I went to university. I lived on my own. I had to pay my bills. I can't just show my I went to university. Do I get a break in my rent? Get the fuck out of here, Brian. Okay.
Yeah.
One of those things. So I took a job as a janitor for the summer. And I'm going to tell you something. I made freaking good money. I made something like $500 to $700 a week. I'm not kidding you.
Hey,
I'm going, you're going to pay
minute.
Me.
Hold on a minute. I got to go pick up these kids. They over here fighting. Hold on.
You go ahead, King. I'll put you on mute so we
don't. No, don't do this. Stop. Stop. What happened?
I know, Lisa, I know. Oh, we don't want to hear no witnesses.
You guys, cut it out. Come on now.
Yeah.
It ain't working.
Yeah, King put his hand to their asses. I told you not to do it. I'm on it. Daddy, daddy. Oh, don't you daddy me. And next thing you know, somebody's going to say, King up there killing his kids. Killing his kids. It was on the Brian Hammer Jackson show. Yeah, I know. I know. Oh, man. King's moving, Miss Lisa moving. Wow, I'm telling you, things are. How's your daughter? We're gonna move on, but I just wanted to touch base with you. How is your daughter still dealing with the death of her ex? I mean, how's she dealing with that death?
Well, he wasn't an ex. He was actually her husband.
Her husband.
That was
right.
Her husband. Fine. Well, she's, every day, you know, it's a process, but she's doing well every day.
Wow.
I forget what the name of the group is, but there's a song that I have for her, and I said, the lyrics said something about, don't you love it, don't you love it, I'm not happy yet, but I'm way less sad. And so I played that song for her. She's not there, but she's getting there.
Good. Good. That's tough, man.
ACR,
it is tough.
The name of the group. Yeah, it's very difficult. She had and have a lot to deal with, you know, the aftermath of everything.
Yeah.
But she's making it through. Mm-hmm.
I hear you. I wish you.
Brian.
Hmm?
I said thank you for asking.
Well, you're welcome, kiddo. You know what the morning. You know I care, kiddo. I may, you know, I may not say it, but I do think about you, and I think about what you're going through, and it's and your poor child. You know, I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And you got my number too.
My daughter. Yeah.
Yeah,
you must let me know. I will call in or text, but because she is my daughter, you know, she has very little room to feel sad and sorry, so I always tell her, you know, all right, you can be upset, sad, cry for a little bit, but it's time to pick it up and let's move on. We got to keep it moving.
Right.
We got to sit and stop. We got to keep it moving.
That's right.
So she's doing very
That's
well.
Right.
You know, just for some people,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't be able to handle the type of pressure that she had been through.
Right.
So
I'm not even... I'm not even worried. With a mother like you, I know she's going to be just fine. Going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah.
I really believe
working
that.
Through. Every day is a process, and every day we start
right.
all over again, try to get a little rest. I've been working a little too long in the
All right, I'm back.
That's true.
Oh.
Welcome back, King. Welcome back, King.
All right, I'm sorry, man. I just had to break up two little kids fighting just now.
I know. Man, it's like you never stop being a parent. Miss Lisa is telling you about that. Her, you know, 34, 35, you're still my baby, and I'm care of you. What do you mean you're grown? You're not no grown. You're still. You don't grow up with your parents' eyes.
Well, you know, I love being up here because a lot of these kids, they don't get the love at home that they should receive. And so a lot of these kids, when they come to school, just, it's sad, you know what I mean? And I got a big heart for children, man. I'm telling you, man, I deal with a lot of different children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I deal with a lot of different children, and, you know, a lot of them just need that love and nurturing, you know what I'm saying? They don't get it.
Right.
These parents nowadays, all they care about is turning up a bottle or smoking them some weed or something, you know what I mean? And so it's sad, you know? So
it is sad.
It's very sad.
Uh-huh.
Right. And then a lot of them don't get their asses beat like they need to.
You should beat their ass when they're on weed. You miss half the time. You miss them. Get over here. I don't beat their ass on weed.
Good beat right there. Standing high, or they keep whooping and whooping and whooping and whooping. Can't stop because they don't have control of their limbs and whatnot.
Oh. I gotta shout out to my girl Mary Jane. What's up, girl?
All right.
You know, we're talking about earlier. You can't. They got this shit. You can't say shit. And now they got schools that'll keep you from unconsciously saying shit. We have gone too far. And that brings me up to my favorite show long ago, back in the day, called Living Color. Now, we're going to get back to our main subject, Men Behaving Badly, R. Kelly. What fucking shit that I'm learning about R. Kelly? Are you fucking kidding me? And Larry Elder and Trevor Bauer, the Dodger pitcher who assaulted this woman. Let me tell you something. If you're into rough sex and your girlfriend has to go to the hospital, and then they file a police report, maybe she's not into it. Maybe that's just assault. You call it rough sex. You know, maybe you need to lighten up a little bit, and that's what we're going to with Trevor Bauer, the Dodger pitcher. But I go back to when we could say things, when things were funny. And here's a little segment of, I call, Men on Films in Living Color.
Hello, I'm Blaine Edwards.
And I'm Antoine Mayweather.
And welcome to Men on Film, the show that looks at movies
from a male point of view.
Tonight's show is sponsored by... Nuts and Honey.
What'd you say?
Nut and Honey. I bet you can't eat just one. I bet I could.
Tonight we'll be wrapping up the summer films. First up is the box office smash, Total Recall.
Yes, this is the movie where muscle-bound Arnold Schwarzenegger goes searching his past. Just a hint, Arnold, try looking in the closet. Next, we have Bessie's Wedding.
Hated it. Sinbad's Ghost. You know, Patrick Swayze was the real standout in this film. You know, I'd breathe life into his spirit any day. Even if I did have to go through Whoopi Goldberg.
Paris the Thought. Yes, indeed. Now we come to Dick Tracy.
You know, I love the title, but the movie just left me limp.
I know what you're saying. This is what I don't get. Mm-hmm. All the characters fit their names. You know, Flat Top had a flat top. Prune Face looked just like a little prune.
But I never got the chance to see.
It's hot in here. Then there's Pretty Woman.
Hated it.
This one should have been called A Fish Called Julia. Next, Eddie Murphy was back in another 48 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry, this movie just got off on the wrong track. I feel that they should have spent more time where the real story is, mm-hmm. in the prisons. I'd like to see more about them old sweaty men all together in them tiny little cells with no one to turn to but each other. Who dropped the story? I get it. Spike Lee's Mo Better Blues. I'm sorry, I didn't care for it. It just didn't put no toot in my horn. I'm sorry, but I like this one. I mean, little Spike Lee outdone himself this time. He really stretched out in a dual role as both the lead character's manager and love interest. Oh, he was okay as the manager, but ooh, he just thrilled me to death in those gripping love scenes with big old handsome Denzel Washington. What courage it must have taken for little Spike Lee to take off them glasses and let that little hair get knotty and say, hey, this is me. Here I am. See, he loves me. Mo puts the car in park. The love interest was played by Spike Lee's little sister.
Yeah.
Well, touch me in the morning and then just walk away. No, I think you should go see this again, then you tell me who's who.
Yeah, well, you can go without me.
Come on. Don't get mad. Come on.
Okay.
Finally, we have Die Harder. What a way to go. 90 minutes with Mr. Bruce Willis. Oh, yes, don't tempt my tummy with the taste of nuts and honey. You know, the only thing I didn't understand was all the violence in the film, because the title suggested a love story.
Oh, man. I second that emotion.
I think this one still deserves the new and improved two snaps, a twist, and a kiss. We'll be looking at Air America, starring Mel Gibson and Lil Robert Downey Jr.
Pilot to co-pilot, we're going down in flames.
Bye now.
See, remember that humor? That was funny humor. You can't have that no more. You can't have that no more. I know we're getting to our subject, but, we're talking about an announcer saying something. Be very, very careful. All hell breaks loose in the Asian community, and we have this new thing called whatever the hell it is, your unconscious thoughts, and we're going to try to train you and brainwash you and to think it's something different. I remember going back to it. In fact, my favorite, you know, you guys remember the It or whatever clown? I remember, you guys don't even remember Homie the Clown. And we just want to play this one more time.
I do.
Do you remember Homie?
I do. Homie, clown. You don't miss. Yeah. I do. He's bopping
those
on the head. He's on the head. Yeah.
That's right. Black folks had their own clown, Homie the Clown. Here's a little bit of Homie, and we'll get back to the stories. Here we go.
I have a surprise for you.
Yeah!
Homie the Clown.
Yeah! Homie the Clown. Homie the Clown. Homie the Clown. Homie, 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 homie
ready to have some fun?
Yeah!
All right, what y'all want me to do first?
Oh, wow!
Myself, huh? I don't think so. Oh, we don't play that.
You could slip on a banana peel and fall on your butt.
Oh, yeah, fall down, bust my skull open, have my blood and brains ooze out on the carpet so you can get a couple of cheap laughs, huh? I don't think so. Homie, don't play that. What else?
Hey. Can we smash the cream pie in your face like you're doing your clowns and stuff?
Yeah! I think you got it backwards, son. Now, how do you feel about yourself?
Totally dissed, homie.
Homie, don't play that. All right, how about a magic trick?
Yeah!
Who got it down?
I do, homie. Here you go, homie.
All right, I fold it once.
Ooh.
Twice.
Ah.
Now it's gone. Ta-da! Let's get something straight, kids. Homie may be a clown, but he don't make a fool out of himself.
Why you become a clown, dear?
I guess it's because I got so much love to give. And it's part of my prison work relief program. So I got about 5 more years of this clown crap. Cartoon time.
Yeah!
Y'all pay special attention because this one has a certain message to it. Once upon a time, Homie the Clown went to a fancy white restaurant. Shay Whitey was the name. As always, Homie gets hassled by the man. He tells him that a tie is required in order to eat in this establishment. So Homie says, man, get them damn ties out of my face or I kick your ass. But unfortunately, Monsieur Snowflake didn't quite hear Homie correctly. So Homie had no choice but to keep his word. The end. So what have we learned, if nothing else, children?
Homie don't play that!
Right, now let's sing the Homie the Clown song.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Repeat after me. Homie the Clown.
Homie the Clown.
Don't mess around.
Don't mess around.
Even though the man.
Even though the man.
Try to keep him down. One day, homie will break all the chains. Then he'll fly away. But until that day, homie don't play. I said, repeat after me. Very good. Well, may homie smile after all. Happy birthday, kid.
So, anyway, humor like that, I know, it's my humor. Homie the Clown, it's my humor. And how the world turns is that we're now offended. We're going back to some guy made a stupid thing and saying, be very, very quiet. But nobody messed with Mel Gibson. Well, you know, his career kind of stalled, but nobody ostracized Mel Gibson when he was talking, when he was mad at his woman on the phone. And when he said this, and you guys are too young to know. King may not remember it. Usually I got this when I'm doing something else. So here we go. Mel Gibson did this call.
On July 9, 2010, RadarOnline.com released a recording of a phone call in which actor Mel Gibson yells at Oksana Grigorieva, the mother of his child. In the recording, Gibson raises his voice and repeatedly uses profane language. He calls Grigorieva a whore and uses racial slurs to refer to African Americans and Latinos. The following audio clips contain offensive language and are not suitable for young audiences and work environments.
I don't work around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You go out in public and it's a fucking embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking bitch on heat. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault. All right?
You get raped by a pack of niggers. First of all, I don't know why we run in packs, but okay. That's Mel Gibson. That happened before. Called her a whore, a bitch. And he took a hit. He still got a great career. He doesn't believe in the Holocaust or anything like this. When I still watch his movies, some of y'all guys saw Legal Weapon. Lethal Weapon 1, 2, 3, 4. Saw it. They were not his words. It was a script that somebody else wrote. Good actor. Should he have been pulled by that because he offended somebody? A pack of niggers. Hey. I mean, some of you won't even say this. A lot of you guys won't even broadcast or even say pack of niggers. That's Mel Gibson. Here we go.
You look like a fucking bitch on heat. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault. All right? Because you provoked it. You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off. I don't like it. I don't want that woman. I don't want you. I don't believe you anymore. I don't trust you. I don't love you.
Regarding the woman who works at Grigor...
Now, I'm going to ask a little bit, and we'll get into her story. Miss Elisa, knowing that Mel Gibson said, I hope you get raped by a pack of niggers, and Lethal Weapon 3 comes out, would you go see it?
No.
No?
No. To be fair, I don't go see any movie.
Really?
I wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah, I don't go see any when it comes out, and it goes to the theater first. I don't go see any.
Really? Just because he said that, huh?
No, not because he said it, but I'm just being fair to let you know I don't have to see any movie when it comes out. But I wouldn't be happy with him as a actor, and you're supposed to cater to all nationalities. When you take that role of being an actor, you're taking on responsibility of entertaining everybody. So,
yeah, but the part that you're taking on, you're not Mel Gibson. He's that character, and that character...
A character, but isn't it like being a doctor, some kind of a code of ethics, some kind of at the end of the day, you are a person, and I don't know, because there was a lot of actors, and not just actors, but political-wise, people just don't like certain races, and not just including, but pointing out, African-Americans specifically. Because he said that, it put a bad taste in my mouth, if you will, a bad thought, because I haven't seen any of his movies since. Because didn't he direct The Passion of Christ? I believe he did.
Hello.
So, I mean, there was Jerry Lewis, old school. But I don't think he really didn't like black people. I mean, he was one of my favorite comedians. And when I thought he didn't like black people, it turned sour for me. And that's how it is with Mel Gibson.
If this is how you feel,
I just can't be happy about your work.
She said that she was going to send another one.
Because of how you feel about
the
it.
The issue is...
So
they don't...
so you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know if I'm getting feedback. I don't know. King, are you saying anything? Okay, maybe not.
No, my daughter's on the phone. And
oh, that was your daughter. Oh, okay. Well, okay, that may be offensive, okay? That may be offensive. But would it be offensive if Mel was black instead of pack of niggas?
But I don't think he would say that if he was black.
Really? All right. All right. I wanted to play it. And this is something Chappelle did. Now, I wonder if I have it. Now, Chappelle did a show. I did a sketch called The Nigger Family. Have you heard it?
No.
Now, that's Chappelle. Now, the sketch was about these white people. Their last name was Nigga. That's what the sketch was about. These white people, and their last name was Nigga. And he did a whole sketch on that. And it was called the Nigga Family, because their last name was Nigga. Here we go right here. I'll play it for you. Now, the Nigga Family is white. They're white like Leave It to Beaver people. Their last name happened to be Nigga. So here we go.
Just had another baby. Look at this little bundle of joy.
She's got those nigger lips.
I know. Oh, Tim. Is Tim still asleep?
I think so.
He sure is one lazy nigger.
Good morning, Mom. Morning, Dad.
Good morning. You know, Tim, we're having a dinner party tonight. I trust you'll be here.
Oh, I can't. I have my first big date with Jenny Halstead.
Jenny has a date tonight with a nigger boy from school.
What? Oh, God, no.
No, Daddy, that's his name, Timmy Nigger.
Oh, of course. That nigger. He's a very good athlete and so well-spoken. That family's going places. I mean, we're rich. They're nigger rich.
Oh, bitch.
Morning, nigger.
Why, it's cooked in our colored milk family.
And it's my favorite family to deliver milk to.
The niggers.
Show smells good. You niggas cooking?
We sure are. Get some leftover bacon if you'd like some.
Ooh, none for me. I know better than to get between a nigga and their paw. I get my fingers bit. Here you go. I hate to bother you about this, but well, you didn't pay your bill last week. And I know how forgetful you niggas are when it comes to paying bills.
Golly, listen, it slipped my mind. Here you go. Sorry about that.
Oh, nigga, please. Nigga, please. Well, take care, Miss Edward. I have a hot date with the wife tonight.
All right, take care.
All right, peace, nigga.
Stevenson, party four. Stevenson, party four. Table five, please. Bon appetit. Nigger, party two. Nigger, party two.
Look at here, Jack. Just because we're colored didn't mean we came out here to be disrespected, okay?
We're the Nigger family. Oh, hi, Clifton.
Oh, well, hello, little nigger. These are the niggers I was telling you about.
Is you the nigger that broke the bottle over Ronnie's head at the dunk game?
No, not that nigger. The nigger from work, the milk route.
Oh, okay. Wait, have a nice meal.
I bet you'll get the finest table the niggas ever got in this restaurant.
What's your dinner party face on? Hello.
Well, you must be the wetback.
Sanchez, don't call us wetbacks, nigger. We find it offensive. I'm just kidding. We are the wetbacks.
They don't wish I was Jews.
You're one crazy nigger.
Well, there you go. Am I the only one thought that was funny? That was Chappelle, a white family named Niggas. All the nigger jokes you can get.
I didn't think it's funny at all, but.
Oh,
okay.
Come on. Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah.
No.
That dry humor, I'm not into it.
Oh.
Into it. It's real dry. I can't.
Oh, nigga, please. I'm only kidding.
Yeah, okay. I'm only kidding.
I know.
When they say it over and over again.
I hear you.
Not to me.
All right. I hear you, sweetheart. And, King, did you find it funny? Okay. Yeah. He's busy. First day of school, moving in and everything. Yeah. We're going to finally get to our story. I'm looking at the time right now. It's supposed to be a short show, but we got to do our story. So anyway, first up is R. Kelly. Now, I didn't know this shit going on with R. Kelly. What? I came on defending R. Kelly. You know what I mean? But he got into some shit that I didn't even know about. And he's on trial now. And he's facing the judge as we speak. And we'll start with Al Kelly, and then we'll get into Larry Elder, and then we get into Trevor Bauer, man. Trevor Bauer is supposed to be the star pitcher of the Dodgers. I mean, this guy is great. They just got him. They paid millions of dollars for him. And this motherfucker starts doing some rough sex. He calls it rough sex. He sent her to the hospital. You get more detail on that. But here we go. R. Kelly, and we'll be right back with the R. Kelly story. And by the way, this is one of my favorite songs by R. Kelly. We'll be right back.
My mind's telling me no, but my body telling me yes. Baby, I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess. And I know just what you need, girl.
Oh, baby, bring your body.
Hey, bring your body here. I'm not fooling around with you. Baby, my love is true with you.
14 years old. You should have listened to your mind. Here's the story. Now, I'm a defender of R. Kelly. I like some of his songs. But now, would I buy his song because of who he is? Or can I just enjoy the music? I'm going to enjoy the music. I'll let the courts handle their business. Here's the story. R. Kelly. I didn't even know this shit. This is a headline. This is out of the Hollywood Reporter. And a Hollywood Reporter. R. Kelly sex abuse trial begins. Prosecutor says case is about a predator. The defense warns jurors to sift through the lies. All right? The long-anticipated trial kicked off in Brooklyn courtroom, where several accusers were expected to testify in the next month about a Grammy-winning, multi-platinum-selling singer whose career has been derailed by charges that have left him in jail as he goes broke. Free R. Kelly. Now, I wanted to free R. Kelly, but I'm learning a little bit more about R. Kelly. This is what they're saying about my brother. R&B star R. Kelly, he's a predator who lured girls, boys, what? And young women. With his fame, then he dominated them physically, sexually, and psychologically. That's what the prosecutor said Wednesday. While his defense lawyer warned jurors that they have to sift through the lies from the accusers with the agendas to find the truth. I don't know how that courtroom will play out. It's like the prosecutor saying this guy did sex trafficking, both of boys and everything, and his defense lawyer going, lies, are you going to believe these lying accusers of this outstanding young R&B person who happened to live with 14-year-olds? Are you going to listen to those lies, or are you going to listen to the truth? The truth will set you free. In this case, the truth is not going to set R. Kelly free. So they continue this court thing. It's going on now. The differing perspective came as the long-anticipated trial began unfolding in a Brooklyn courtroom where several accusers were scheduled to testify in the next month about the Grammy Award-winning guy. This is what happened. Jahonda Pace. Now, you know, let me tell you something. Everybody in the black community knows this. If you date a girl, a black girl named Jahonda, you better watch yourself. That's all I can say. What do you mean, bro? You just gotta, you need to watch yourself. I mean, I know you're used to the Beckys and the Kims and the Virginias and the Britneys. But when you start dating the Jahondas, You're in a different league, motherfucker. They don't play. You better treat them right. Because I could just say the name. I could be with King in a restaurant, and I go, King go, what's wrong with you, man? I go, man, I got a rough night. I go, this bitch is on my ass. He goes, well, who is she? I said, Johanda. Johanda? Oh, dog. Oh, dude, no, not Johanda. Are you serious? Yeah. I told you not to go in there, and he doesn't even know who Johanda is. I can just say her name, Johanda, and King already knows my ass is in trouble. You don't mess with a girl's name with Johanda. I don't even know Johanda, but I know there's going to be some shit because now she's talking. So here's Johanda. She's the first accuser to testify. She told jurors Wednesday that she was 16 years old. She was a 16-year-old virgin and a member of Kelly's fan club when he invited her to his mansion where he ordered her. Now, this is when you know you have game. You know what I mean? This is where you know you have game. It's like, because when you have game, you expect the shit. I was like that. I expected the shit. It's like, and there's many times, I'm not kidding you. I'm not saying I'm a saint. There's many times if I took you out, it depends on the time of my penis says it's time to come out and play. I didn't really assume. See, that's different. When men date women, they assume they may have sex. That's normal. Me? It's required. Sometimes it's required before the meal. In fact, I'll use the meal as bribery. You ain't going to eat in that restaurant unless you give me a hand job or something. Shit. I'm spending money on your stupid broke ass. I'm going to get something before you eat. It was almost in your thinking was required. R. Kelly had the same thinking. I did not go out with no 16-year-old. I mean, I went out with adults, but still the mindset. So Wednesday, Johanda, she was a 16-year-old virgin and a member of Kelly's fan club when he invited her to his mansion, when he ordered her to take off her clothing. He didn't ask her. He didn't do it the right way, get her drunk. He ordered her to take off her clothing. See, now, that's when you have game. There's no pretense going on here. He asked me to continue to tell everyone I was 19 and act like I was 21, she said. Johanda said, Kelly said, that's good. When she revealed her virginity and she recalled that he said he wanted to train her sexually. Okay. Let's be fair. If you're a virgin, you don't know much about sex. There has to be some training going on there. I mean, I know a lot of men right now don't even know what a virgin is. Let me explain what a virgin is. Because a lot of you men out there don't, and a lot of you women don't even remember how long it's been since you were a virgin. You don't remember. It's been too long. You've been so busy Facebooking and sending your things to your private parts to boys and having sex with the phone on and sending it. You don't even remember what a virgin is. A virgin is a girl who never had sex, but she always wants to have sex, and she's waiting for the right guy to enter her and bust her hymen and blood everywhere. It's not a good thing, but she doesn't know sex, so she needs a mentor, and it's M-E-N-T-O-R, like a mentor. And what is a mentor? Here's a mentor. Come into my house. This is the bedroom. This is the kitchen. This is the bathroom. The mentor. I'm giving you the tour of my house. That's what a mentor is. I will continue. So he said he wanted to train her sexually. The Associated Press doesn't name alleged victims of sexual abuse without their consent unless they have spoken publicly and extensively. Johanna has appeared in a documentary and participated in media interviews. She appeared in a documentary. She participated in media interviews. That's the cost of giving up your virginity for fame. And any people who are musicians and comedians and actors And you got these little knuckleheads who are 18 and want to come behind the backstage, and they said they're six. They said they're 18 and really 16. You know what I'm talking about. That's the cost of fame. Is it right? No, it's not right. It's wrong. What's wrong with you? Prior to Johanna's testimony, Lars gave jurors an outline of the trial in their opening statements. And that's what they said. This case is not about a celebrity who likes to party a lot. I'm doing my imitation of a white lawyer, prosecutor. That's what the assistant U.S. attorney Maria Cruz Melendez told the jury. She explained the evidence to be revealed at the federal trial. This case is about a predator. See, that's where she loses me. Predator. A lot of women think men are predators. Just because we want a little tit and a little ass, now we are predators. Oh, God. All right. So the attorney continues and says, what he did was he gave people, the girls, backstage passes to entice children and women to join him, sometimes at his home or a studio, where he then dominated and controlled them physically, sexually, and psychologically. You want to see my penis? Well, that's something I have not seen. Yeah, it does. It's like a slinky. Go ahead, play with the slinky. Oh, it grows. It's a magic penis. Now, psychologically, I am damaged. I see a woman sees a penis, and all of a sudden, her mind goes out of her head. It's like, I am now under penis control. Yeah, you like that, bitch. Yes, I like that, bitch. Suck it. I will suck it. Do you suck it good? Suck it good. Suck it harder, bitch. Sucking it. You are now, I seen the penis, and my mind is now controlled of the penis. I got penis control. That's right. Yeah, that's how it works. So the prosecutor said to Kelly, well, here's what the prosecutor said. Kelly would often record sex acts with minors as he controlled a racketeering enterprise of individuals who were loyal and devoted to him, eager to fulfill each and every one of the defendant's wishes and demands. Huh. Are we talking about R. Kelly or Donald Trump? I get confused. Okay, let's continue. What his success and popularity brought him was access, and access to girls, boys, and young women. That's what she said. But Kelly's attorney, Nicole Becker, portrayed her client as a victim of women. You know, I'm on her side. I have been many a victim to women. You know what I mean? I have been a victim. I have been punished and spanked and bit on and hickeyish. People put hickeys on me and mark me like a slave. I have fingers probed up my butt, which I didn't want it. I have been a victim by women, and I believe her. I just don't know what happened to me. Many times after a woman has had her way with me, I was in a corner in a fetal position with a little tear running down my eye going, can you call me a cab? Many times I was a victim of these women. Show me their nice boobs, and I was helpless. You want to see my boob, Brian? Okay. Oh, my God, look at that titty. I'm helpless now. And I believe Nicole. She's portraying her client as a victim of women, some of whom enjoyed the notoriety of being able to tell their friends that they were with a superstar. True. In fact, we have one here as a witness, and I will reenact it. And her name and her voice is kind of muffled, so we don't identify her. And let's see. Madam?
Yes?
Tell us your story.
Well, I was a big fan of King Webb.
You were?
I first heard I Don't Give a Damn. And I loved him. And then he was at a show.
Yeah.
And he was singing.
Yeah.
And my panties got wet.
Oh, my God. That's assault.
Yeah. My pussy didn't really want to get wet, but it got wet because he started singing, I don't give a damn. And then when he broke up with Don't Get Caught in My Web, I just lost it.
What did you do?
Well, I threw my panties up on a stage, and he gave me a call.
Oh, my God, the predator.
Yeah, I told him I was 65 years old.
Oh, and what did King do?
Well, he was a nice guy. You know what I mean? He patted my old ass. He didn't laugh at my floppy tits. In fact, he signed my diaper and sent me home. Oh, what a bastard. Thank you for coming forward. You're welcome. And that's what happened. Because he's a multi-singer. He's a rapper. And he likes to fuck senior citizen. Can you get mad at King for doing that? He's helping everything. He wouldn't get laid otherwise. Allegations. Allegations. So, that's how they're portraying him. So anyway, Kelly's attorney continued. He didn't recruit them. They were fans. They came to Mr. Kelly, she said, urging jurors to closely scrutinize the testimony. They knew exactly what they were doing and what they're getting into. It's no secret. Mr. Kelly had multiple girlfriends. He was quite transparent. Yeah. That reminds me of my friend, Willie the Pimp. Hey, Brian. Yeah, Willie. You see my new hoes? What do you got? I got Felicia. I got Alicia. I got Alicia. I got Bolicia. Oh, and I got She's On Ya. These are nice girls you met. Yes. They're nice people. That's right. Nothing wrong with that. And that's what the lawyer said. You have many girlfriends. So what are you going to do with your girlfriends? I'm going to put them on the corner and make some money. Well, at least you're getting them employment. Not many black young men will think about helping black young women with employment. I think he helped with the economy and the unemployment thing. You go ahead. And they're not giving him credit for that. That's what the lawyer's saying. That's it. And then she continued. It would be a stretch to believe he orchestrated an elaborate criminal enterprise like a mob boss. Becker warned the jury that they have to sort through a mess of lies from women with their agendas. You women, with your agenda. So don't assume everybody's telling the truth. That's what his attorney said. So now the defense attorney got a little pissed off at that, and the defense lawyers have maintained in court papers prior to the trial that Kelly's alleged victims were groupies who turned up at his shows and made it known they were dying to be with him, even though they were 16 and 14. Forget that. Just forget that. Forget that. The women only started accusing him of abuse years later when the public sentiment shifted against him, they said. Kelly, we're talking about R. Kelly, he's 54, is perhaps best known for a smash hit, I Believe I Can Fly. Now, you know the nigga's on drugs when he writes some shit like that. Now, if you're at a home where a nigga's writing, I Could Believe I Can Fly, get the hell out. You don't belong there. But anyway, they liked it. It was a 1996 song that became inspirational anthem played at school graduations. I Believe I Can Fly. I Believe You Could Lie. Maybe it doesn't go that way, but play the song. You know what I'm talking about. So the openings and the testimony came more than a decade after Kelly was acquitted in 2008. He was acquitted of child pornography. It was a case in Chicago. It was a reprieve that allowed his music career to continue until the hashtag MeTooBitches caught up with him. I added the bitches just in the copy. It says hashtag me too. I added the bitches. Emboldening alleged victims to come forward. Now, it's hard to come forward. Sometimes I come backwards. Sometimes I come sideways. Sometimes I don't. I just come. But coming forward is really an art. I believe I can fly. So the woman's stories got wide exposure with the Lifetime documentary Surviving R. Kelly. The series explored how an entourage of supporters protected Kelly and his silence and silenced his victims for decades.
foreshadowing the federal racketeering conspiracy case that landed Kelly in jail in 2019. Now, the prosecutors in Brooklyn has lined up multiple female accusers, mostly referred to in court as Jane Doe's. It's a lie. Now, let me tell you something, court peoples. If you have a bunch of niggas in court and you got a bunch of accusers, don't call them Jane Doe's. Be proper. Call them Shenanigans. There's no black person named Jane, and they don't have no dough. So right there, you're losing the black audience. You call them what they should, Shenandas, Shawamas, you know what I'm trying to say, Shenanigans. That's what you call them, but don't call them Jane Doe's. You're going to lose the whole audience. Forget it. The jurors are not going to believe you. That's the deal. Well, they're expected to offer testimony about how Kelly's manager, bodyguards, and other employees helped him recruit the women and girls and sometimes boys for sexual exploitation. They say the group selected victims at concerts and other venues and arranged for them to travel and to see Kelly in New York City area and in elsewhere in violation of the Mann Act, M-A-N-N Act. That's a 1910 law that made it illegal to transport any woman or girl across state lines for any immoral purposes. When the women arrived at their lodging, a member of Kelly's entourage would sit them down, tell them the rules about not to speak to each other, how they should dress, and how they need permission from Kelly before eating or going to the bathroom. That's what they said. They allegedly were required to call him Daddy. Huh. I don't know about you, but I don't want no woman calling me Daddy. You may think it's cute, but as soon as they call you Daddy, because I'm thinking in my mind, next week they're going to ask for child support. I'm not admitting it. Don't call me Daddy, and you're not going to get no child support from me. I don't know who that little bastard you have. Not me. I don't even want my name on Daddy. But if it's a thing, that's fine. An anonymous jury made up of 7 men and 5 women were sworn in to hear the case. The trial coming after several delays due mostly to the pandemic, unfolds other coronavirus precautions restricting the press and the public to overflow the courtrooms with video feeds. And that's what's happening. The New York case is only part of the legal peril facing the singer, born Robert Sylvester Kelly. He also has pleaded not guilty to a sex-related charge in Illinois and Minnesota. And I see here my jury here and Elisa. Knowing this, what do you think? Guilty? Would you ever buy another song of R. Kelly? I don't know, man.
Do you really have to ask that question? Is he guilty?
Yeah.
The consensus, right?
I know. I want to defend the men's, but guess what? I can't defend this. I cannot.
I mean, the Me Too movement consisted of a grown-ass woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who came 30 years later.
Right.
These kids didn't wait 30 years.
Right.
So, in the documentary, I watched everything, almost everything,
mm-hmm.
in the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't say that. You can't say that. This woman went to get her child. You know. You can tell when somebody's acting and when they're not. That girl, when she came out with her mama, she was not acting. That girl was not acting.
Right.
And in another note, R. Kelly is not broke.
Mm-hmm.
He is still getting royalties from all these 50 million songs he made with other people. He is not broke.
Right.
Okay. And I listen to Pandora on a regular basis. Me and Pandora best buds. Pandora didn't cut him loose.
Mm-hmm.
Pandora do not care. They are playing his music left to right. R. Kelly is not broke. Don't let nobody fool you or tell you those lies Lies, lies, lies. That man has just as much money as the next person when it comes to entertainment. He is not broke. So
right.
I don't know why they keep saying that. He's getting his royalties on a regular basis. He's just saying that so he don't have to pay nobody.
Right.
His attorney is just saying that, you know. But
how,
R. Kelly
house,
is,
right.
is, he, listen, he is as guilty as, how can I say, a kid that
fuck.
Stole a cake from the freaking.
Guilty as fuck.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
he is.
And
I, right. And, you know, and that lawyer's defense, I don't buy it. Groupies, this and this. I don't care if she's a groupie, if she's 9 years old groupie. And you got those 9 year olds who go to, you know, with the boy bands and everything, the 10 year olds, the 12 year olds,
yeah.
they go to concerts too. And what is that? So just because
yeah.
their fans give you a right to use them as a sex toy? I mean, I don't understand what his lawyer's talking about. If the girls were 14 years old and boys. Don't tell
exactly.
me that they're fans and groupies. Are you out of your freaking mind? He knew they were
now,
underage.
Wait a minute. I don't know about the boy part. Now, he had a girl who he made look like a boy. That was the girl that her mom went in to scoop her up, you know, to get her from up under him. Now,
right.
that girl had, he had her shave her head and everything and had her present herself as a boy.
Wow.
Now, I don't know about, you know, him recruiting boys, but he definitely had one girl who he made look like a boy and made her, her present herself as a boy. So, R. Kelly needs to stay where he is. And it's not very many men I would say that about like that because Cuba Gooding Jr., let that man go.
I think.
Let that man go.
And you know I'm an advocate for men. I look at both sides. But wrong is wrong. I don't care. 14, 13, having this permission, this B&D game, a slave and master bullshit with underage children. You should get your ass beat. And to have an attorney come up there and say they're groupies and fans, I don't care. Just because
don't
they're
care.
Groupies and fans, he should know better than touch these girls and these boys. Let's just go with girls. Is that your case?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of the courtroom. Get out of here. Here's one of the girls, just in case you didn't hear it. It's only 2 minutes. Here we go. One of the alleged victims. Surviving her.
Cecil, I actually thought that I was his girlfriend. You know, I was living up there at that point. We were together all the time. You know, I had no reason to question that we weren't. Life in the studio is kind of boring for the most part. You really couldn't have much interaction other than, I couldn't have much interaction with anyone other than Robert. At that time, I didn't know what a runner was. But later on, I realized it was just, you know, the people that work at the studio, and they pretty much like run errands. My mom would call the studio. The runners would actually let Robert know that I had a phone call, and then he would let them know to... I transfer their calls to me. I do know that there were times where when she would get through and she'd be upset and saying she couldn't contact me and things like that. So it very well could have been times where she was calling and they weren't allowed to put me through. One time, one of his friends came to the studio and he's speaking to everyone and just a normal reaction, you speak back. Rob would get upset and say, you're not supposed to speak to them. You don't speak to anybody. You just look straight forward. If they speak to you, you don't say anything. Pretty early on, he kind of introduced you to everything that he was into. It was instructed to call him daddy during sex, but it went from that to pretty much all the time he'd be daddy.
was the first time Robert had me do a sexual act with him and another female. He actually told me it was going to be his first time and he wanted to do it with me. He would say things like, well, you know, if you love me, you won't try to change me. You know, if you love me, you'll accept me how I am. You know, if you love me, you'll do these things for me. So those would be the little pep talks he would give me. Robert would film our sex acts sometimes. He would never ask me if it was okay to be filmed, but he never hit the camera or anything like that. Once we did the threesome, it became more frequent. Then he started introducing me to other young women.
Well, there you go. There you go.
He wants to stay where he is.
He needs to say exactly where he is. These poor women. I'm on the women's side. R. Kelly should get his ass kicked. So the case is going on now. He's looking at the time. You know, the case is going on as we speak. And if that's his defense attorney saying shit, she doesn't have a chance. Now, that was a clip from Surviving R. Kelly. And here are some of the people who saw that show, and they made a comment. And we go to the public, and here's what the public have to say. This person, her name is Mahogany. She says,
Mahogany.
I was a teenager, Mahogany, yeah, I was a teenager when all this was taking place, and I used to hate my parents for not allowing me to listen to the music of Aaliyah's music, but as an adult, I now, a mother, I totally get it.
I totally get it.
You know, it takes me to another singer. When you're hearing, what's her name? Cardi B. For a minute.
Uh-huh.
Let's just change it around. Cardi B did the same thing. Would we judge her as harshly as we would R. Kelly? If she had young groupies in the house and she did the same thing, would we judge her?
Probably not, because she's a female. You know,
right.
Society is twisted like that. You know, if she had underage boys, you know, and nah, they wouldn't judge her that harshly. But if she was a male and had underage boys, they may put her out like they did that Bishop Eddie Long. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Bishop Eddie Long, when at first they were saying that they were, okay, when it first started, he was just being friendly to these guys. And then these guys started coming out of the woodwork saying he was using his I don't want to call him a star, but his influence to get him games, to get him, you know, into concerts, flying them out of the country, flying them
right
there, you know, giving them whatever they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And Bishop Betty Long started, you know, coming off of the pulpit because this was really getting into the news and stuff. And I don't know if you remember this happening, but when Martin Luther King's daughter, I believe it was her daughter, his daughter, stepped in because she used to go to his church. When she took her membership from the church, all hell broke loose for him. He never stepped down now. I think he passed away, but that man died from AIDS, if you ask me. He gave them boys something.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them got upset, told the whole freaking story. And before he could have his day in court, he died.
Damn.
So if Cardi B was a man,
right,
they would rip her to shreds.
They would rip.
I don't think she's doing that though. I'm just using her as a for instance. But
right.
Yeah, if she was a man, she would be in the news. But by her being a female,
females, you don't
we can
think
do whatever
so
we want with a man.
Right.
We can do whatever we want with a man. as long as he don't pull that, that's not what I want, and take it to court and whatnot, and really scream, 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 because he's going to have to do a lot of screaming for somebody to pay attention to him, because who's going to believe a man being raped by a woman? Who's going to believe
that?
That's right. Really.
That's right. And I hear some fools say, well, I can't listen to some of R. Kelly's songs, so now I know what he's going through. And, you know, my mind goes to him raping them young girls and everything. But before you go there with R. Kelly, this is a little bit of Cardi B. Listen to the lyrics.
Certified freak, 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy, make that pullout game weak. Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop, put this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got, put this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, running some thighs. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it scream, make me scream.
And those are some of the lyrics from Cardi B. And I will go really quickly with it and we will examine it. Of course, they're saying there's some whores in the house, but she just says, yeah, 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 you're fucking with some wet-ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet-ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet-ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga. Catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top. I want to ride. I do a kegel while it's inside. Spit in my mouth. Look at my eyes. This pussy is wet. Come take a dive. Tie me up.
They buy that stuff.
Huh?
I said, and they buy that music. They buy that. People buy that.
Kids are singing this shit. Girls who are 13, 14, 15 is singing this shit. And it goes on.
They wonder how to get raped. Why?
Right.
How to get raped.
Right, and then you wonder how did these, so when you're thinking about how did these 14-year-old girls, 12-year-old girl, whatever, girls, they're getting close to R. Kelly and they could do this shit, is because they're listening to this shit. And this is Cardi B. She said, tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play. I'll wear a disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it cream. Make it scream out in public. Make a scene. I don't cook. I don't clean. But let me tell you, I got this ring. Aye, aye. Gobble me. Swallow me. Drip down the side of me. Yeah. Quick jump out for you. Let it get inside of me. I tell him where to put it, never tell him where I'm about to be. I run down on him for I have a nigga running me. That sounds like a pimp in a street hole to me, but anyway, talk your shit, bite your lip, ask for a car while you ride that dick. You really ain't never going to fuck him for a thing. He already made his mind up for he came. Now get your boots and get your coat. For this wet-ass pussy. He brought a phone just for a picture for this wet-ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on my wet-ass pussy. Now make it rain if you want to see some wet-ass pussy. Look, I need a hard hitter. I need a deep stroke. I need a Henny drink. I need a weed smoker. Not a garden snake. I need a king cobra with a hook in it. Hope it lean over. He got some money, that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard while I'm trying to wet it. I let him taste it, and now he's diabetic. I don't want to spit, I want to gulp, I want to gag, I want to choke. I want you to touch that little thingy thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My head game is fire. Puny Dizani. It's going in dry and it's coming out soggy. I ride on that thing like the cops behind me.
I spit on his mic, and now he's trying to sign me. Whoa. Your Honor, I'm a freak, bitch. Handcuff, leashes, switch my wig. Make him feel like he's cheating. Put him on his knees. Give him something to believe. And never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beating. Wow. I never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beating? In the food chain, I'm the one that eats ya. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stands for big demeanor. I could make you bust before I ever meet ya. If it don't hang, then it can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fuck me and ask me who is it, when I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name R-A-H. Whores in the house, yeah. You fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Now from the top, make it drop for that wet ass pussy. Now get a bucket and a mop. That's some wet ass pussy. I'm talking WAP, WAP, wop, wop, wop. That's some wet ass pussy.
Is there an end to this song? I mean, how is...
These are all the lyrics. Yeah, this is the lyrics of the song.
You know what? I got to go find me something for my stomach because I'm nauseous just listening to you.
I'm reading the lyrics.
You know, say, I hear what you're saying. I know it's the lyrics, and it's disgusting. Mm.
It is.
I mean, I think Cardi B, it's just two sides to her. And I think her music is one side, and her personality is another side.
You know, there's two sides to everybody. But here it is. Her last thing is macaroni in a pot. That's some wet-ass pussy, huh? And I'm going to play it, and we'll be right back with the next one with Larry Elder and Bauer. That's some wet-ass pussy. And these girls are singing that shit. Here's the song. We'll be right back with more Brian Hammer Jackson. They're singing this shit, Lisa. There's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house. Wow.
Wow. 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy, make that pull out game weak. Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop, put this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got, put this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, one inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's roleplay, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it scream, make me scream. I don't public, make a scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. You really ain't never got him fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots, hang your coat, but this wet ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a Henny drink, I need a weed smoke. Not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it, hope it lean over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard, well I'm tryna wet it. I let him piss, now he diabetic. I don't wanna spit, I wanna go, I wanna gag, I wanna choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My hickam is fire, punani the sun, he is going and drying, it's coming outside, yeah. I run on that stand, the cars behind me, I spit on his mic and I heat tryna sign me.
Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leashes, switch my wig, make him feel like he's T10. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eat you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor, I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang, you can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fuck me and ask who's is it, when I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Now from the top, make it drop, that's some wet ass pussy. Now get a bucket
Pete, now that song went to number one. Little girls are singing that song. And then you get this announcer saying, be very, very careful. And the Asian community is upset because it's derogatory, and now we have to go through to deprogram men subconsciously how they feel towards women. But yet, we get this. And little girls are singing it. I'm saying, what's going on with the level of the field here? Men can't say anything. I'm not defending all men. The old school was, you're a bastard, you're a dick. We moved on. But we don't have to take your career, take your livelihood, because you made a comment about, a derogatory comment about an Asian hitter, batter from Detroit, and saying, be very, very careful. And his career is gone. But yet we get this, because she's a woman. There's another one, and I see you, darling. I'm going to let you in the studio, Miss Lady Latia. I see you. But there's another woman. I just want to play this. There's another woman. Now, do women... Now, I'm wondering if women accept this role. There are some women accept the role as a bitch, a whore. They sing about it. They love it.
Did you know?
Well, before you answer, here's another hit that went to the top shelf. Here she is, Megan Thee Stallion. Listen to her song.
You can't keep letting motherfuckers walk all over you. You don't need to be playing too nice with everybody. But what if I'm not strong enough? Who you gonna listen to? Them or Tina Snow? What you need to do is go in there and show them that you that bitch. You right. I am that bitch. I know.
I'd rather keep it real with ya.
Real hot girl shit. It ain't always about what you like. Sometimes it's about what's right. I'd rather be your B-I-C-C-A, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-C-C-A, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? Why you wanna play with me? You know I'm undefeated. A real hot girl know how to keep a nigga heated. You say you want respect, well treat me how you wanna be treated. You told me keep it real, but you don't practice what you preaching. You want me to blow your phone up and come and looking for you till I find you. You really want me to whoop the hoe that you fucking with if I find her. Bitch, you ain't that busy, I don't give a fuck what you ain't got time for. You look me in my eyes and know you lying, man, that's far, bro. Man, you knew I was a player, so you let me need some relax. You know that you gon' hate me if I get the plan, get back. I ain't turning to no damage when you met me, boy, I been there. You trying to make me something that I ain't with that. I'd rather be your B-I-C-C-A, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-C-C-A, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I got my mind on getting paid. We ain't talking some days. He probably thinking I'm in pain, but I'm really on game. Ain't no nigga finna stop me. Independent, I got me. All the shit that I be needing can't depend on the prolly. And that's fucked up cause you know that I don't fuck with nobody. I be quiet, but you out here telling stories one side. I ain't perfect, can I try to fix the shit that ain't working? But it's 2020, I ain't finna argue about twerking. Since you wanna test some waters, might as well jump in with both feet. If you read me and you see me, better act like you don't know me. If you think it should get better with another bitch, go get her. When you realize she ain't got you like I got you, I can't help you. I'd rather be your B-I-C-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-C-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-C-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-C-C-H.
And you wonder, how does our little girls who are 14 years old get mixed up with R. Kelly? What happened to them? And is it R. Kelly's fault? Now, I asked Miss Elisa, and here we go. Good morning, Latia. How you doing, baby? How you doing, darling? Miss Latia in the studio, everybody. How you doing, sweetheart? You know, we were just talking about that. Now, if that situation happened that Carly B had some young boys, 14, 15, in their concert coming in there, and would she get the scrutiny of R. Kelly? And Miss Elisa, and I agree with her, said, no way in hell. In fact, guys will jump on him like he's a punk. And you're asking men to change their behavior, but you got girls listening to this shit and accepting that
right.
they're hoes and bitches. How are we supposed to, and we used to say men can't say something because it hurts us and it's derogatory, like just saying something like the baseball player or the announcer saying, be very, very careful. And the Asian community is going
uh-huh.
crazy. That is derogatory. They're trying to change who men are. This is who we are. Now, this is how we're brought up. Okay, old school. Okay, fine. But all of a sudden, just because old school is closed, now you want to change all men going, everything that you're taught in how to be a boy is wrong. You have to live in a woman's perspective. How can you go through life without insulting somebody or offending somebody? Just conversation. I guarantee you cannot. It's impossible to do it. But yet you're asking us to do it. Because if we don't do it, we lose our careers. We lose our family. We lose our jobs. You're asking us not to be human. But yet a woman can have these songs. And it's not just black women. I can't remember her name. What is it? What is that girl? She's a pop singer. You guys help me out. Blonde. She's always on the top of the charts. I forgot her name. It's not Britney Spears. It's what's her name? If you could think of her. She won all these Grammys and everything. She's white. She always have. I can't remember her name. But she even had a song called "You Could Be What I Want for a Weekend." I mean, these are the message.
Be what I want for a weekend.
Yeah,
hold on.
I can make you. I wanted to play the song, but I can't remember her name. But even that.
What did the lyrics say again?
Oh God, she's white. She's blonde. She's a pop singer. She wins all. She had that little thing with remember at the Grammys that Kanye West came in and interrupted her award, say Beyonce. Beyonce. Which one?
I was getting ready to say Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing.
Which one?
Is it Taylor Swift?
Yes. Thank you, Taylor Swift. Thank you so much. Taylor Swift came out with a song. And I think I have, it's called Blank Space. Listen to it for a minute. Listen to the, and I'll give the words. I see the time. Taylor Swift, listen to this song about men. And I'll read the words and the lyrics, and we'll move on.
For a weekend.
So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. If you tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got lonely Starbucks lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. If you know I love the traitors, and you love the game. If we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got lonely Starbucks lovers, they'll tell you.
dressed like a daydream.
So it's gonna be forever. If it's torture, don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
So there you go. These are the messages, and you heard that one part where boys love torture. It's not love. It's boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't say. I didn't warn you. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't say it. I didn't warn you. It's going to be forever, or it's going to go down a plane, or I'm going to leave a scar. There you go. So you ask, how do 14-year-old girls get involved with an R. Kelly, a predator? They kidnap you, keep you in there and all that, and you're thinking that's cool. What are the messages we're sending? But yet, women can say anything, do anything. Men say the wrong thing, and we lose our careers. Now, Latia is 24 and everything. She's old enough to be my daughter. The world has changed since I was 24. I cannot comprehend 24 and how 24 thinks. Because when I was 24, it was totally different. We were looking for the divorcee who could suck a garden ball out of a hose and smack them on the ass, pinch their butts when I was in school. When I was in school, we used to pinch girls' butts. They used to pinch our butts. Now it's assault. I don't begin to think what 24 is because it's changed. It's a new whatever. So I ask you, Latia, the message that we're getting from Cardi B and we're getting Taylor Swift and we're getting this, and then people are going after R. Kelly because R. Kelly, these girls were groupies, and R. Kelly, you know, gave them a place to stay, made them famous, but they were 14 years old, and they're saying, you should know better. I don't care if she's 14 years old. You should know better. You're an adult. But yet, if it was the same thing, Latia, if it was Cardi B and it was a boy who was 14 years old and he said shit and started telling on her, Latia, at 24, what would you think if some guy started telling shit on Cardi B that she took me when I was 14 and she gave me sex and she kidnapped me? How would you feel about her?
I don't know, because I don't really listen to
them. Right. Well, there you go. There you go. But even, Latia, you got kids. You're a responsible female. Are you offended with her song, you know, Wet Ass Pussy? Are you offended?
It's funny, but I ain't even heard that song yet. But,
oh, yeah?
I mean,
yeah. Wow.
That's the one she did with Megan.
Well, I'll give you, if you haven't heard the song, I'm going to read it really quickly. These are the lyrics of the song, and you tell me what you think, okay? This is the lyrics, WAP. Here's the lyrics, really quickly. I'm going to go real quick on it. I said, certified freak, 7 days a week, wet-ass pussy, make the pull-out game weak. Yeah, 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 yeah. You fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga. Catch the charge. Extra large, extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top. I want to ride. I do a kegel while inside. Spit in my mouth. Look at my eyes. This pussy is wet. Come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play. I wear a disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it cream. Make it scream. Out in public. Make a scene. I don't cook. I don't clean. But let me tell you, I got this ring. Gobble me. Swallow me. Drip down the side of me. Yeah. Quick jump out for you. Let it get inside of me. I'll tell him where to put it. Never tell him what I'm about to be. I run down on him for I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip, ask for a car while you ride that dick. You really ain't never gonna fuck him for a thing. He always made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots and your coat for this wet-ass pussy. He bought a phone just for a picture of this wet-ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet-ass pussy. Now make it rain if you want to see some wet-ass pussy. Look, I need a hard hitter. I need a deep stroke. I need a henny dick. I need a weed smoker, not a garden snake. I need a king cobra with a hook in it. Hope it leans over. He got some money, that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like credit. He got a beard, well, I'll try it wet. I let him taste it, now he's diabetic. I don't want to spit, I want to gulp, I want to gag, I want to choke. I want you to touch that little dingy thing that swings in the back of my throat. My head game is fire, punani dizani. It's gonna dry, but it's coming out soggy. I write that thing like cops is behind me. I spit on his mic, and now he's trying to sign me. Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch. Handcuff, leashes, switch, my wig. Make him feel like he's cheating. Put him on his knees. Give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beating. In the food chain, I'm one that eat ya. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stands for big demeanor. I can make you bust before I even meet you. If it don't hang, then it can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like the pain. If he fuck me and ask who is it, when I ride his dick, I spell my name. Yeah, you fucking with some wet-ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet-ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet-ass pussy. Now from the top, make it drop. That's some wet-ass pussy. Now get the bucket and the mop. That's some wet-ass pussy. I'm talking wop, wop, wop. That's some wet-ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot. That's some wet-ass pussy. There you go. What do you think? Now you heard it, Latia.
It
kind of
sound like, I mean, that's like people that's a freak or something.
I know.
They like to do that. It's like she explaining what she do in the bedroom.
Right. Would you buy that song?
So that's all the people that like to suck it up, all that stuff she talk about, that's for them. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, she just,
oh, man.
That's just
nasty. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Latia. I'm up here talking about wet ass pussy. I'm hearing the music in the back.
I
know.
Sometimes you listen to songs and you don't really realize the lyrics until you actually say them without the music.
And then
that right there,
you gotta listen to that.
Say it again.
I hear you. Oh, what did you say, Latia? I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Even the little girls these little girls gotta listen to that song. Well, they don't have to listen to that song, but like their parents gonna be playing that song. So it's like what kind of model is you?
Yeah. And they wonder how these women, these girls get involved with people like R. Kelly. Now, I only got a couple minutes. Let me tell you old school that I like. See, I'm old school. Get ready, y'all. Get ready. This is what, And it's only going to be a little minute. I'm going to mute you, but I'm going to tell you what I like. Tell me what you think, Latia. I know this is way before your time, but I think Elisa might like it, and I think it's before her time, too, but I think she heard it. Now, let me tell you what I, you know, what I dig. Here we go. Hold on. Now, here you go. This is something that I like that I think women and romancing women. And it's wrong, but here it is.
I like the play. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Trey, drop the verse. It's going down, fade to black street. The homies got at me, collab creation. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, that dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original rough shaker.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly busy, don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side, pushing fat rides. It's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash. Fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average. It's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in. Can I get down? So I just, I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style. Knowledge by the pile. Baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Herbs the word, spins the verb. Lovers it curves so quick, what's the herb? Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it, jump back all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time, baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up.
From New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now don't I'm saying Cartier with his frame ported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We be to buy this click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake bang boards? I shows and proves, no doubt. I've been dictating so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a player's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the people on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen Pim and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Girl, it's getting going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got to bag it
up. Yeah, see now, that's my jam. See, that's old school, that's my jam. There you go. We were going to talk about Larry Elder. I know, 41 seconds. The Brewer, Dodger Brewer. Let me just go really quickly. Larry Elder got in trouble because he said women are stupid. And so he's going to lose the Republican election because he says women are not as smart as men. So they're going to. So now everybody's attacking him because he said women are dumb. The Dodger pitcher, he had rough sex with this girl, ended up in a hospital. The Dodgers do not want him back on the team. His trial is going on now. She claims that he abused her. He said rough sex. It was consensual. She ended up in a hospital, and now there's charges. Make it up. Men behaving badly, that's the show. Again, I usually on the show Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Go to my website, MVPOnAMan.com. You see what I'm doing. And I'm in talks with Netflix. I'm in talks with Hulu. I just got done filming on location. I am back, Jack. And chances are in 6 months, if you have Netflix, you're going to see some of my work. That's how good it is, and that's what the talk is. So coming out of retirement in the first film that I'm doing, I'm back, baby. I didn't think I had much gas in the tank, but I found out that I got some more gas left over, and I got some more filming to do and some creative stuff to write. So we're doing this thing now, and like I said, Blog Talk is not free. I pay for this shit. That's right. So right now I am fundraising for my movies, and I'm fundraising for the series that I'm doing. I should be long on top again. Spike Lee, kiss my ass. Fuck you. I'm teaching you how to run film. Your shit is weak. I'm telling you, when my shit comes out there, your shit is weak. So I'm back doing what I'm doing. As far as the show concerned, that's why I haven't been on every day. You know, for 10 years, I've been on at 7 a.m. You know where to find me. I know this last couple of weeks, I'm here, I'm there. All I have to say is go to blogtalk.com, blogtalkradio.com, I'm sorry, blogtalkradio.com, and / Brian Hammer Jackson. Hit the follow button, and when I'm on the air, you would get it in your email so you don't have to guess and keep guessing. It's right there. Brian's on the air. You'll get it in your email. And what I'm saying is that now that I'm fundraising for my projects, hey, Blog Talk is going to cost me some money, so I have a donation button on my website. So if you want to keep me on the air, you want to donate and say, okay, you know, we want to keep you on the air. You like your shit because your shit is real. You're the only one that speaks real to us. You're not afraid to look like an asshole. Donate to me. And I will be on the air on Blog Talk Radio. And you'll see me every day. That's my voice. Right, darling? All right. That's what's going on. I mean, to lose me on the radio. Come on. You're going to look at the bullshit that's on the radio. I listen to terrestrial radio, regular radio. I listen to, I'm hearing this PC bullshit. And then the crap that's on TV, you guys need me. Because I may not say it right, but I do say it, what everybody's thinking, because you're so afraid of what's happening in this world. You're so afraid to say shit. You're so afraid to offend people. You're so afraid to make people nervous. That's why you got me on the air. I'm not afraid to offend nobody. Fuck you. So keep me on the air, and you hear the truth. And we got lovely princesses and ebony queens and princesses. The ebony queen, of course, is the lovely Miss Alisa, the beautiful ebony queen. And, of course, the ebony princess.
I'm waiting.
Miss
Latia. I'm waiting.
Yeah. Can't get this entertainment. No, this is real radio. If Kobe Bryant's a Black Mamba of basketball, then I am the King Cobra of radio. So I hope you support me. Exactly. I hope you support me to keep me on the air. If not, I go bye-bye. We're going to end the show with Latia, and we're going to end the show with the last words of the great Alisa. Let's go with it, Latia, and you got 30 seconds for your thoughts today. I'm glad you're back. You told her about your horror story, about your friend. Everything okay? School starting now. Latia, how you doing, baby? Is everything happy?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Just staying in the house, chilling.
Mm-hmm. Have you been vaccinated?
Yeah, but I'm still staying in the house.
All right, that's my girl. You stay safe.
Yeah, because all these hospitals up here is too full, so I'm good.
You're good. You stay safe. It'll go. It'll blow over. Trust me. Just be patient. This whole shit will fall, and we'll be back to normal. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Latia, for coming on and hug the babies for me. And, of course, the Ebony Queen herself. Miss Elisa, the last words. I'm glad you're okay. I know what you're dealing with. And I know that you were deciding to get vaccinated, not to get vaccinated. This is a fucking strange world. What's the update, baby?
It is. I still have not been vaccinated.
Ooh.
Nope, I still have not. I said that I was going to go. But the more and more I wait, I mean, that not being FDA approved thing kind of kicked me back.
Right. Right.
It's not that, Ryan, I heard your point. And why a person should get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
My son, who's still going through the ending stages of COVID, and he said, might get vaccinated. My son that has the baby with sickle cell might get vaccinated.
Right.
I'm looking at my health issue. Just now getting medication. So if I do get sick, my asthma is controlled.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, this stuff is not FDA approved.
So it will be in a couple of weeks.
In a couple of weeks, you think so? Well, I bought my stock, so I'll do that. I'll buy the stock. but I'm still, you know, trying to weigh it out, you know. But while I'm weighing it out, I am saying to myself, I am masked up. I have so much sanitizer. It's crazy. And washing up the hands in and out of the store, trying to stay clean. It would help me feel better. It's my grandson when he went back to school the day before yesterday. Monday. On Monday, he went back to school. He said he's masked up and there's kids who are not, but he's keeping his mask on, which helps me feel a whole lot better. But at the end of the day, I still don't know what I'm going to do. I'm trying to stay more homebound between our house and my daughter's house and the hotel. Soon we'll be in the apartment and just be staying in the apartment. No need to go out. It's difficult. So for the most part, no, I have not been vaccinated. Trying to figure out.
In fact, I respect all you ladies' opinion as well, and on this show I try not to express it. Here's the facts I do know. We will all catch it. Even if you're vaccinated, we're going to catch it. We're going to catch it. It's not going away. The problem is you have to decide. You can catch it unprotected or catch it protected. The fact shows us that most majority of the people who are in the hospital and on the ventilators are people who are unvaccinated. Yeah, the vaccinated people are catching it, but they don't catch it as extreme and they don't end up in a hospital. They go with a minor cold or a flu, or sometimes they don't feel any symptoms. So we're all going to catch this. Don't think you're going to dodge this. And some of you probably already had it once or twice. And you dodge the thing. But each time you have it, it weakens your immune system. I'm not a pro-medicine person. Even when I hurt, I'm in pain, I don't like to take medicine. But I do know this. I need to fight. And if I'm unprotected, I have nothing to fight with. We're going, all of us are going to get it. It's going to be with us for years. We need to survive this motherfucker. And I am protected, and I'm going to fight as much as I can. Because I know if I get it without being protected, this shit is going to happen to me. And I want you to think of this. I don't care what medication you're on, or I don't care what aspirin you're taking. I don't care what alcohol you're drinking. Every medication has some kind of effect that can hurt you. It could be a high blood pressure medicine. You take it enough, it damages your liver. Let's go with erectile dysfunction where you can't get it up. Even if you take Viagra, if you look at what it could possibly do to you, Viagra, it can stop your heart. It can do this. It can blow up your liver. You can have liver damage. You have brain things. That's what this shit can do to you. People don't listen. Hey, I got to get my dick hard. I pop a pill. I go, dude, didn't you just hear me? That if you take that pill, your liver's going to die. Your head's going to explode. You can't breathe. He goes, yeah, but look at this. I got a heart on. You know, so any medication that you take, look it up. Look at the possible damage it could do to you. And it's true. Well, I don't know what it's going to do to you. Well, you don't know what medication is going to do to you. I could take a blood thinner, and it would be more deadly for Miss Elisa to take the same blood, my medication. That's why they say don't take other people's medications. Even though you say, well, it's still, you know, pill. No, that's my medication because it has different adverse effects. And if you take it, this is not for you. It can shut down your heart, you motherfucker. And I had that. So what I am saying, whatever. So if you have it in your thoughts, saying, I don't know what this could do to me in the long run. Well, we do know what it could do to you if you don't. We do know that this motherfucker give you blood clots, fatigue. We go on and on. We do know what will happen to you if you're not vaccinated. We do know that for a fact. But I'll just take my chances. Okay. But you will get it. Everybody in the world will get it. It's going to be around for a long time. I took the shot. I am vaccinated. Now they go, well, Brian, you know, if you took the shot, you can get blood clots. It's not going to protect you from it. It gave me some protection, and the doctors are telling you. Doctors, not politicians, not scientists. Doctors are telling you this shit. They're taking the shit. They're saying this is what happens if you're not protected. Well, I'll just wait to catch it. Okay. Then you're going to get blood clot on your thing. You're going to get fucked up brain. You're going to be fatigued. You're going to do this. You're going to shit on yourself in church. Okay. That's what happens when I don't take it. So guess what? I'm not going to take the vaccine, and I'm going to take shitting on myself in church because I know that's going to happen. What's worse than shitting yourself on church? People are going to look at this. Is that called pew for a reason? You can't shit on yourself and take the vaccine. I want you guys to live and have a fighting chance because I love y'all. Now, I think you guys would kind of mourn me a little bit if I died of this and you hear, well, Brian Hammer, you go on my page, just rest in peace, Brian. Brian didn't take the vaccine. No, hell no, he's dead. Should have took it. Now, he's alive, but he glows in the dark. He's still on the radio. Love you guys. Take care of yourself. And remember, you got people who love you. Don't just think about yourself.
Love you too.
Think about the people who love you. You know? Think about that. Love y'all. Bye, Miss Lisa. Bye, Miss Latia. Love you
later.
Too. Bye. Hope to see you guys soon. Tupac, everybody. And we'll see you guys tomorrow, hopefully. If not, go to blogtalkradio.com/Brian Hammer Jackson. Hit that follow button, and I'll be there. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, baby.
Bye.
Bye. Look here, Miss Dang, hate to salt your game, but you's a money younger woman and you need to change. In the locker room, all the homies do is laugh. High five, cause another nigga played your ass. It was said you was easy, even easy, keeping the round for what you need. So it's your thing and you can shake it how you wanna. Give it up free or make your money on the corner. But don't be bad, play the game, get mad at change. Then you wonder why these motherfuckers call your name. Still looking for a way out, and that's okay, I can see you in a stray as a way out. Keep your mind on your money and roll in school. And as the years pass by, you can show them fools. But you ain't trying to hear me cause you're stuck. You're heading for the bathroom, about to get tossed up. Still looking for a rich man. You dug a ditch, got your legs up trying to get rich. I love you like a sister, but you need to switch. And that's why they called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. 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 Betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. You leave your kids with your mama cause you're heading for the club. In the skin tight mini skirt looking for some love. Got the legs wide open while you're sitting at the bar. Talking to some nigga about his car. I guess he said he had a Lexus. What's next? You're heading to his car for some sex. I pass by, can't hold back tears beside. Cause Lord knows, for years I tried. And all the other people on my block hate your guts. Then you wonder why they stare and call you slut. Like your mind don't understand. You don't have to kill your dreams. Plotting schemes on the man. Keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. Either a nigga wear a rubber or we die smoking. I'm hearing rumors, so you need to switch. And niggas wouldn't call you, bitch. I betcha. You wonder why.